In a couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Touch being available on select models.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly event that happens courtesy of the folks on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay Kirshner. We are here to discuss the stories and the people that have been listed this week by the authorities at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can see these lists all over our social media at djvshow.com. You can find them at talkers.com. So let's go through the people list and the story list, and then I'm going to ask the ladies to pick their favorite or what they consider to be the most important story this week. They may agree, they may disagree. We'll find out after I actually go through the list. At number 10, stories about the weather, what's going on. As a matter of fact, just off the air before we started here, Victoria and Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio at our originating network, Radio America, were talking about a tornado that blew through New Jersey last night. What was the, how much serious damage was done, or is it just the fact that we never hear about a tornado in New Jersey?
Well, yeah, I mean, this started on the western side of New Jersey, which it's not uncommon to have tornado warnings or even a tornado touchdown where it's very flat. But this was right outside of the Trenton area, and this was a large tornado that blew through. Lots of wind damage, lots of, you know, structural damage. And then it took a turn. I'm on the Jersey Shore in Monmouth County, so it headed north and then east, which we never have any tornadoes that's this far east, because we're right on the ocean. And it blew right over my brother's house, and he was in the basement with his wife and the dogs, and the National Weather Service was blowing up everybody's phone saying, take shelter now. I mean, it was pretty intense. It's definitely the closest a tornado has ever come to, you know, by the time it got to the shore, it didn't touch down, but you could see it funneling up in the cloud as it moved, and you could see, you know, it had all the classic formations. It just, the little tail of it hadn't actually touched the ground, which was a saving grace, because that's really, you know, what, like,
isn't that how typhoons, when tornadoes go out over open water, isn't that how the typhoon starts? Typhoons are different than hurricanes in a manner of speaking.
Have you ever
seen
those water spouts?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
we see that. We actually see that a lot. I mean, I grew up at the shore, so we've seen that a lot. All the surfers are usually out in the water, and you can see it kind of off in the distance.
Well,
it looks like a tornado.
That's what
the
itsy bitsy spider climbs water, though, right?
Right.
Well, to play off of that, there was a huge earthquake also in Alaska, an 8.2, and it caused warnings for all kinds of events in the water and on land. And so I don't think there was a whole lot of damage, because it didn't happen where there were a lot of people or buildings. But still, 8.2.
Yeah, for a lot of people that live there. And, yes, if that had happened in a more populous area, I think about, Los Angeles, where I live all the time, and we had a 6.7 that really, literally knocked down my high school when I was in high school.
The highways were all falling apart.
Yeah, freeways. Oh, yeah. There was a very famous story of a motorcycle police officer who was on an overpass connector between the 118 and the 210 freeways, and he fell off during the earthquake because the roadway literally cracked.
Yeah.
And so when you think about that and the catastrophe, it could be in a more populated area like San Francisco or Los Angeles, but I thought it was interesting. It's all connected. The tsunami warning, of course, went down the West Coast, right, after the earthquake
all
happened.
The way to Hawaii.
Surfers apparently were loving it, though, because the water, even though there wasn't a tsunami, it was very, I guess the waves were ripe.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Okay, number nine, the Olympics. And not only a focus on the medal count, which changes as we do this, there's a certain count. Maybe by the time you hear it over the weekend, there'll be a different count. But the focus on Simone Biles, who's also on the people list this week, and the discussion of mental health in general, but as it applies to all of the pressure that's being brought to bear on these Olympians, given the fact that in addition to dealing with what their usual challenges are, they've had to deal with the Delta variant and with the vaccine question and whether they wear a mask and the fact there are no people in the stands to watch the events. Go ahead, Jen.
This is just what we know Simone Biles was dealing with, right? There are no fans in the audience, limited people that can travel with you in your support circle. First Olympics since she came out and kind of blew the whistle on Larry Nassar, who sexually abused hundreds of girls, hundreds of athletes, and she herself. So she's dealing with that for the first time. The Olympics has been moved. The weight of the world is on her shoulders because she's the most decorated Olympian. Her mother, who gave her up for adoption because she was a drug addict, now back in the picture. Her brother just went through a murder trial. I mean, all of these things happening at once for someone is a lot. And here's the deal. It's not like she just didn't power through something that was like a baseball game or a basketball game. When you're a gymnast, you're running at a platform at a speed somewhere between 15 and 30 miles per hour. If you are in your head and you make one bad move, you could end up crippling yourself, right?
Yeah, yep.
And that's the best case scenario. You could end up killing yourself if you make one bad move. Yeah. And so I think a lot of people who are criticizing her don't understand that just being off by one millimeter
put yourself in her shoes
your
and
entire
then,
body, right?
Then criticize her. All right, let's keep moving here.
I think it's crazy.
Number eight, the social media biases. Let's say that for Jay at 23 past the hour. Number seven, the immigration situation. I don't think there's anything new, just continuing conversation about that. Same with number six. Although six is China relations, I would think that there every week there's something new. We were talking on the DJV program about how much money is being collected in taxes, how much money is being spent by the federal government, and there's a $1 trillion difference between what was collected last year, and what was spent. So the idea is, where do we get the extra money? Some of it was just printed, so that's why we have inflation. Some of it was borrowed on the open market in bonds and that sort of stuff. And, of course, the Chinese keep buying up all of that paper, so that affects our relationship with them. They're getting more and more testy, as we find out, and we're getting closer and closer, we, the international community, to finding out or to pinning the tail on the donkey here. More and more people are figuring out that they, in fact, did create this virus in a lab, and more people are looking at it as a deliberate release. They haven't gotten that far yet, but I certainly am convinced that's what's happened. So where is the real question here is, where is the action by in our country or around the international community to hold China accountable? Where is the action? What are we doing with these people, to the people that the government of this country is so our country, I'm not talking about China, so corrupt that they can get away, it would seem, with almost anything? What, are we afraid of these people? Why hasn't anything been done?
Well, is this a question that you want answered right now? Because, this week there was a bipartisan commission that's pushing the White House and gave a whole list of criteria of what they want to see. And this is a bipartisan effort. This is something that, you know, I think a
anyone
lot of people
who's not
are talking about
on
this.
The wagon with this are should, their patriotism should be questioned. And
yep.
One of the things that Ted Cruz did during the hearing on China and all of their cyber hacking is he asked the whole panel that works for the administration why there haven't been sanctions on China, and none of them, and he said, why? And it was
crickets.
Like crickets. The silence was deafening. It was crazy.
Yeah. All right, 14 past the hour. More from the story list, and then the ladies pick their favorite or most important story here on the Talk Radio Review. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here we are back in the fold here. Number five item on our story list of the top 10 is a focus on crime and violence, and we bring Chicago into the picture, even though the feds are sort of downplaying the numbers. They're not as bad as they used to be. Certainly getting a lot of attention, and the hundreds and hundreds of people that are getting killed in Chicago, especially a modern American city that has this much crime, this much violence. And I looked at a story. The mayor of Chicago looks like somebody that I wouldn't want to meet, and I say that advisedly. There's something about her that doesn't quite ring a bell with me, and I listen to the responses that she has to some stuff. Like, if you can edit me if you want, ladies. It seems to me what I
racist.
Saw this week. Oh, unbelievable racist.
Lori Lightfoot,
she says,
the mayor of
no
Chicago
white,
is a racist.
No white people. What was the actual pronouncement?
She said that she wouldn't grant interviews to white people.
White people.
So somebody asked her if she would like to go back on that, and she said no. And I would just like to say, if the mayor of, let's just say, Los Angeles, Mayor Garcetti, who is white, would say that he would not take questions or do interviews with black reporters.
Yeah.
Right. What would people say?
Yeah.
They would say he's racist.
Incredible.
And I'm going to say that Lori Lightfoot is demonstrating that she is racist.
Complete. And
she's married to a white woman. So she's, it's just ridiculous.
And what's the story? The same thing is kind of true with the mayor of Baltimore, if I remember correctly. Wasn't that same kind of stuff coming out of the mayor of Baltimore?
Not as blatant. Yeah, this Lori Lightfoot lets black people die in the streets every single day. She continually talks about defunding the police. She's atrocious.
How'd she get elected?
And now we know that she's also racist.
How did she get elected?
Well, she can't be racist if she's married to a white woman. I mean,
of course she can be. Look, if I were married to a black guy and I said I wasn't, if I'm married to a black guy and I said I won't take questions from a reporter, that I won't take any questions from black people, what would you say? You'd say, Jen, what is going on with you? You're
married to
a
black guy.
I would think
you're trying to make a statement, which she is as well, that more minority reporters need to be reporting on these things, which is essentially
she should say that.
That is what she was trying to say, but she really bungled it. So
well,
that is
you know,
what
I'm
she's
tired
trying
of giving people a bungling pass only on one side of the aisle. If a white person bungled that statement, they
every
would be
Trump
ruined.
Person gave Trump a million passes on everything he bungled. So this is happening on both sides.
What did he
aisle?
Say that was as overtly racist as that? Nothing.
All right, number four, the economy. I just went through, as I said a few minutes ago, the whole business of what was taken in by the government and what was spent by the government. Right now, our focus is that infrastructure bill, which seems to have controversy attached to it because, once again, even though the Republicans and the Democrats seem to have come to an agreement, the number of actual infrastructure programs seems to be in the minority of what wants to be spent, you know, fixing roads, fixing bridges. That's not what this is. There are all kinds of other things that are in there that don't apply to actually fixing tangible objects, which I think is objectionable. Okay, number three, the continuing focus on January 6th, the election. That's number kind of combo three and two. And number one is COVID, as you can imagine. All right, so we'll pick and choose here. Social media up next. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now on the radio, the Talk Radio Review. The DJV show participants working over the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keenan is here. Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. I was mentioning the number 8 item this week on the story list was the bias in social media. Actually, between Victoria and her tech report and Jay, very interesting to see how some of these things are coming into play and what the adjustments are with Instagram and Twitter and who's protecting whom. But the question remains for Jay, and I think for all of us, how much you use social media. Is there a bias there? Does it affect the way you live? Should it be regulated? That's really what number 8 is all about. What would happen, and how would you envision if there's regulation, Victoria? Well, all three of you can weigh in on this. I would like it if you could or would. We regulate social media the way radio, for example, is regulated. Commercial radio with federal licenses, stations, television radio stations with federal licenses are highly regulated. There is none of that for the social media platforms, and they are doing pretty much the same thing as what we do here on licensed radio stations. So what do you say, ladies? Jay, you want to start?
Well, there's definitely bias. I mean, with social media, they have their algorithms. So even if it's not strictly political, they have keywords that they will stop posts from showing up in other people's timelines and news feeds.
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Just? Is it fair?
Right, no, I think if you choose to follow somebody or you're friends with somebody, it should be equal opportunity. When I personally am using Instagram, I will find that I have to actually go to my loved ones' profiles because their stuff doesn't show up in my newsfeed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that too. But it's not that's not political. That's just that's the thing. Everyone wants to always make everything political. The whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, the algorithms on all of the social media platforms, they're not just discriminating against someone's political bias or. There are so many things that can get that lowers your visibility, and so all of this is protected under Section 230. So that's why that's a conversation that a lot of people are having of eliminating those liability coverages.
All right, Jennifer.
People think it's conservatives that are getting are not being seen, and it's not. There is a bias, but like Victoria said, it's not political. It's across the board.
Oh, you're going to 100% hear from me that I think it is absolutely political. I mean, maybe because you guys are not posting actively stuff from a conservative point of view. I mean, I do, and I am in a circle of people who do and who have their posts taken down, have their platforms entirely wiped away, and I'm talking about like Twitter profiles, like. People who have like a million followers just wiped away. Twitter can take all of that. Now, look, it's all part of their terms and conditions. They can do what they want. At this point, they're a private company, but the conversation is, should they be? If they're all for freedom of speech like they say they are, then they shouldn't be picking winning and losing messages. I ask how much blood is on the hands of Facebook and on Twitter right now because they shut down a lot of messages on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram that could have been helpful to people during COVID that had nothing to do with politics, but they were picking winners and losers. And they were being, and by the way, their algorithm for that was being created by somebody who was funding the lab in Wuhan. So if that's true, it is true, you can just check out, where everybody sits. This is true. I've looked at it. Then why
are
we allowing those people?
Too. Yeah.
Why are we allowing those people to silence?
But it's happening on the other end, too. And there are so many. I follow a lot of people in the LGBTQ community who have been shadow banned on Instagram for posting things. So it's happening on both sides of the aisle.
I had my original TikTok removed because I posted something about guns, and then they removed it saying that I was under 13 because my nieces sometimes post videos on my account as well when they hack my phone. So they use the excuse of
child liberal law needs to apply here because apparently Jay is underage to be on this program. Wow. Got to look into that. All right. The continuing focus back to the we'll go to the people list as we continue in the next half hour here on the Talk Radio Review, 28 after. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there, online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set, for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow.
That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Join the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReddingColt45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the Charts and Talkers magazine, the week of July 26th. The 30th is upon us, so we've got to the end of the month. A lot of things have changed, but yet there are many things that are on the list that are that have been there pretty constantly. Certainly COVID and COVID-related stories and political things. So let's go through the people list. We've talked about Simone Biles. She's at 10. I don't want to talk about the guy who runs China. He's at 9. Ron DeSantis at 8. Let's talk about him for a moment and how the situation in Florida has changed, or has it? There are those who are justifying the fact that it's one of the 4 or 5 reddest states when it comes to COVID. That's created a stir among people on the left and people on the right, because DeSantis has political aspirations. So, you know, you wonder, okay, what's that got to do with anything here? Apparently it has to do a lot with it. And so are his, Jennifer, I would ask you, whether his star would be fading because of the situation in Florida. I know I have to go to Florida for a day this next week.
His star is on the rise because I think what he has said this week is get the vaccine. It works. But he said, we are not going to do shutdowns, which he didn't do the first time. And we're not going to have the government mandating or trying to enforce or arrest people for not wearing masks. That's where I think everybody needs to be. Mm-hmm. I think
their hospitals are now,
Florida,
they've got several hospitals at max capacity, and they've got tents set up outside like it was the height of the pandemic again. So Florida is going to have some sort of a plan because it's only getting worse.
And I think they do have a plan of triaging. I mean, people who get sick are going into the hospital. They're not being turned away. The thing is that I really look at what happened in California. I look at what happened in New York, and I look at what happened in Florida. In New York, you have the governor choosing to put sick people into nursing homes, killing way more people than need to be killed. At that time, Governor DeSantis was wrecked by the liberal media going after him because he hadn't initiated the same kind of shutdowns. California was shut down for a year. Our death rate was higher than Florida, where the age demographic is much higher than in California. And why is that? Because DeSantis let people go about their business, let people do their thing instead of sending them home and locking down where the virus spreads most. The virus is spreading most in people's homes when you're sitting around not masked and comfortable with one another. And so I think people are going to get sick, and especially in these big states. You know, everybody goes a lot of pro-clutching about Florida, New York, and California, but they are populated states that have a lot of people living on top of each other. So there's going to be high numbers. I think you have to decide on your tactic. Is it lock down and wait with your holding your breath until everything is gone? Or is it getting out there and living life and just dealing with it as a fact of something that you have to deal with? And I think DeSantis has done that, and I think he's led Florida through it. And I think if you ask the people of Florida, they really strongly approve of it.
Some will feel strongly as you do, and some will not. Okay, let's move. I want to kind of dispense with the discussion of the people list because it's a lot of the same names: Liz Cheney, Mitch McConnell, Pelosi, Fauci, Trump, and Biden. There are two talkers in the people list this week, sort of, well, there are actually three people on the list that ought to be there that aren't because there isn't enough room. I think the story of ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who's been charged with sexual assault from the 1970s, this guy belongs in jail. He belongs maybe not even in jail. This is another one of those stories this creature gets away with it like so many others who are in the Catholic hierarchy. There's no way you can talk your way around this. There's no way you can justify it. If you're Catholic, you cannot stand up and say, oh, well, you know, he deserves different attention because he's a man of the cloth. None of that. The fact that it's taken this long for this stuff to surface, this guy was at a wedding reception in Massachusetts in 1974 at Wellesley College. He was the former Archbishop, by the way, of Washington, highest-ranking Catholic official in the country that has faced these charges. He's 91 years old, and people say, leave him alone. And Victoria brought up something that was, I thought, relevant. We're not leaving away. We find Nazis that are in their 90s all over the place.
Yep.
And we throw the book at them.
No excuse for your age. Doesn't matter.
No.
It's what you did.
Mm-mm. And the fact that these people still, there are people who are making excuses for them.
Who?
Who
do you hear doing that? Because I haven't heard any. I mean, I'm a Catholic. I haven't heard anybody make excuses.
Well, the Vatican. I think he means like the higher ups definitely knew.
Well,
they looked the other way.
Yeah, no, 100%, and they did that for a long time. And I think the reason is, especially in this country, that they looked the other way for a long time on the priests who were just in local parishes is because at the highest levels you have this kind of corruption, right?
Right.
Until you can weed out that kind of corruption at the highest levels, then what happens at the lower parishes? I don't know. I kind of take issue with the fact that you think people are defending this guy. I don't think so. I think people want justice. I think Catholics want justice. I think people
Hardcore Catholics cannot deal with this, Jennifer. I know a fellow who's a friend of mine. I work for him. He couldn't deal with this. He had many friends who were priests. He actually went into a deep depression. It's not what he said. It's how his life changed. He was so tied to these people, and he grew up. And I suspect that he was probably molested as a child himself in the Catholic Church. So I think
when you have a trusted advisor, whether it's someone in religion or school or whatever, and those people prey on you, of course you're going to go into a depression. But I'm talking about right now. I mean, are there Catholics that are defending this? I think you'd be hard pressed to find one.
My dad's from Ireland. He's an Irish Catholic. My whole family is Catholic. I have never heard of a single Catholic person who thinks that any of this is okay. I mean, I have two uncles who were both sexually abused by priests. And so I think a lot of families have been impacted by this. And I don't know of a single person outside of maybe these people working higher ups, you know, in the Vatican, who can even make an excuse for this. It's vile. I don't know, Doug. Maybe you're one person that can defend it.
Maybe it's the neck of the woods that I'm in, much than anything else. Remember, Cardinal Law came from Boston. All right, let's keep moving here. There are two talkers in the news for different reasons. A headline in what's the Mercury News? Is that a California paper?
Yeah, it's in Fresno, I think. It's Fresno, in central and northern California.
Yeah. So their headline today is, could Larry Elder actually win in California?
Apparently,
the answer to that is yes. There are several scenarios in which the former talk host, or at least he's taken a leave of absence from his work. He became a talk radio host in 1993. As a matter of fact, he and I started the same day on KABC in Los Angeles, as I recall. He is a very interesting, very bright guy, lawyer by trade, came from Cleveland, and had done some work in Cleveland. Came to the attention, of Dennis Prager, who works with Jennifer now on KRLA in Los Angeles. Besides doing this program, she's on KRLA doing mornings there. Dennis is on that station, and Larry is on that station as well. He is not it now because he's running for governor. But he's a very bright guy, very interesting twist on things. One of his best comments, I think, in the past year has been regarding reparations. I repeat this with enthusiasm, because I think it hits the nail on the head. But this is the kind of philosophy the guy has, and why it will ring a bell with people in California. He said, why should people who never owned slaves pay reparations to people who have never been slaves? I think you just figure it out from there. All right, so that's Larry in the focus. And then there's Phil Valentine, who's a talker down in your neck of the woods in Nashville, Jay, who I guess I wonder. We've seen a lot of national coverage. What is the local news media saying about him being in the hospital on a ventilator, almost dying from pneumonia related to COVID, and saying that he was, I don't know that he said that he was wrong. I don't think he ever said that about telling people not to get the vaccination, but he's telling people now, go get the vaccination. And his family is, and everybody else that he worked with. So what's the sort of local spin in Nashville on this?
Yeah, exactly that. Just that he was somebody who was denouncing the vaccine and everything, got extremely sick, and then from personal experience realized that he wanted to change his tune, and now he's pushing the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's pretty much the story. Hopefully he's doing better, but he was on a ventilator half the day and on oxygen the other half of the day, and the last I heard he was on a ventilator all the time. I don't know whether that's improved. How long, if you're going to improve, how long does it take if you're on a ventilator for you to come back around? Anybody know?
It's not good for you to be on a ventilator full time. It's very difficult. Every day, there's like some kind of figure, but every day that you're
survive,
on a ventilator.
Don't they?
People
been
survive.
On a ventilator?
Yeah. People can come back, but you get very weak
but
already.
The longer you're on it, less chance you have of coming off.
Now, what I hear is that he was in really good shape to begin with, and so
he
that
was.
Will probably
yep.
help him, hopefully.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, he was very, very fit. Early 60s, I think, if I'm not mistaken, probably 61, 62, somewhere in there. But holy good thought for him. It's 44 past the hour. I'm going to have everybody, the three ladies, pick their favorite, most important story on the list this week after this. The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the last week of July, has the top 10 items as usual. Number 10 has to do with the weather. Number 9 has to do with the Olympics. Number 8 has to do with social media. Number 7 has to do with a border situation, immigration, etc. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, police and violence and crime and all that stuff that seems to not want to go away, which the conversation is appropriate. Number 4, the economy, what we're going to do about infrastructure, all of the things that are being passed in Washington, what's in those bills. Number three, the voting legislation and the situation with the election stuff. I used stuff twice in this hour. I can't use it anymore. January 6th, committee hearings number two, and COVID is number one. Those are the stories, according to the work done by Talkers Magazine for this week.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report is brought to you by IBM. Cybersecurity and ransomware attacks have become a very real threat to U.S. federal agencies, with recent events putting a spotlight on existing vulnerabilities. New market research commissioned by IBM found that while U.S. federal agencies understand the urgency to modernize IT infrastructures, they view data security as the top barrier. More than 75% of government IT decision-makers are concerned about security risks when migrating to modern cloud platforms. Howard Bovell, head of IBM Hybrid Cloud.
Enterprise technology providers are stewards of massive volumes of personal data, and we need to do our utmost to protect this data. A public and private sector partnership that adopts an open and secure hybrid cloud architecture with sophisticated security capabilities can help agencies ensure that data truly remains theirs, even in a hybrid multi-cloud environment.
IBM's new market research, Government Index for IT Modernization, provides insights into the critical role of security and privacy in cloud adoption and modernization decision-making. For more findings from the study, visit IBM.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. The overview has at number 10, Simone Biles, which is appropriate. A lot of people discussing that situation at the Olympics. Number 9, the fellow that runs China. Number 8, Ron DeSantis, fellow that runs Florida. Number 7, all the officers who testified this week in the January 6th committee hearings. Number 6, Liz Cheney. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi. Number 3, Dr. Fauci. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1 is Joe Biden. His wife, by the way, is undergoing some medical procedure to remove an object which is lodged in her left foot. I don't know how many people have talked about that this week. I bet you now know something that you didn't know. That's the whole idea of all the discussions that we have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, 46 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jay, I'll start with you. What's your, if favorite is the right, what do you think is the most important story or what has affected you most of the 10 stories that we went through this week in the list?
What I'm personally passionate about is the mental health aspect regarding the Tokyo Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, with good reason. I think that, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, so Victoria,
Same thing. That's the biggest story for me that, you know, that I talked about the most within my inner circle, the biggest reaction that I had to the, you know, the pressure and the haters that came for Simone Biles. It was, all of it is just ridiculous and infuriating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jen.
It's not my favorite story, but I think the most important one that we all need to be concerned about is China and the fact that, I mean, I'd like to say all of the back and forth on the masks and the COVID, but the reason that we're here is because of China, and that's the one we need to focus on most.
I think I'm with you on that one. I'm also going to throw in a little extra with regard to my comments about Phil Valentine because of it, this being my business, because I know Phil and I know the circumstances. You all know that I've never been one of the anti-vax crowd. There is plenty of that thinking in America for sure. I've had my vaccinations, and I'm looking forward to being able to travel outside of America later this year, traveling within America as well. But I think, as far as the vaccines are concerned, I take the view that everybody ought to make up his own mind. And so what we talk about here on this program is different in, I think, in manner from what most talk radio programs or most hosts are, what their position has been. I think that we, this program specifically, the Countdown, but our programs in general have a job to inform people, to engage them, to entertain them. And so I think that means that we do what we do here. We have the great range of opinions, all points of view. And so when we look and we reference experts, that sometimes is in quotation marks because, frankly, at this point, I don't even know who the experts are. I know that I trust Ken Kronhaus. I trust Jack Stockwell. Both of them are health contributors to the DJV Health Show, but they don't agree. Jack says no to vaccines and no to masks, and Ken's just the opposite. But we present those points of view for you to make up your own mind. The rest of us here, you know, are pretty much on the same page as far as trying to handle the information and get it to you, and I guess that's what's important. So here we are with another week of reviewing the charts on the Talk Radio Review. It's 10 before the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour now. An important time every week comes when Victoria Keelan joins me for the review of the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria edits the information and presents it to you now, starting with number five, a focus on Instagram and what it's doing for its users.
Yep, so Instagram is introducing changes designed to make the app safer for younger people. This has been a real problem that Instagram's been dealing with. A lot of concerned parents, obviously. A lot of kids have reported some really creepy activity from adults. And so from now on, anyone signing up for Instagram who's under 16, they will have their account automatically set to private by default. The option is there to switch to public, which I think kind of defeats the purpose. But I guess if you're a 16-year-old influencer and you're making money off of being on Instagram, they make the argument that they need their account to be public. But the Instagram's also trying to figure out a way to stop advertisers from targeting kids who are under 18. They're working on that. This is also going to apply to Messenger and Facebook as well. As we know, Facebook owns Instagram. On Instagram's site, they said that they're doing more to limit how much problematic users interact with users who are under 16. So you're going to get now, if you're under 16 and someone tries to you know, DM you, send you a direct message, and this person has been suspicious or has been flagged by other young people, you're going to get a warning now that pops up letting you know, hey, this person's already been flagged for being problematic. So there's just so much targeting of young kids on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, you know, controversially has said that they're working on an app that's just going to be for kids under 13, and a lot of parents are not happy about that.
Why should there be an app for those kids? Why should kids be on that stuff at all?
Well, because Facebook or Instagram makes the argument that kids under 13 are already there, so they want to have them segregated into a separate section where they can protect them more.
That's the parents' fault. If there's a problem with kids that age, there's an interesting read on that. That's back to the parents who allow their children at that age.
But you know how many parents don't even know that their kids have fake Instagram accounts? They're called Finstas.
I'm saying don't even give them an advice. All right, number four, the Freedom Phone. Whoopee!
Yeah, so this week the Freedom Phone got a lot of attention. This is a brand new cell phone, smartphone that is aimed at the MAGA crowd. Unfortunately, a lot of tech experts have been weighing in on this, saying that this is a security nightmare. It seems like it might be fun and it's branded towards your political bent, but this is a security and privacy nightmare. There's no security on it. Essentially, it's using an old system from Google Android, they call it Freedom OS. It's an old modified version of Google Android OS. There's so much wrong with this phone. They have an uncensorable app store, which may sound great. Like, you can go in and get Parler, and you can get all these different apps that you want. However, there is literally no security to back up any of this. So essentially, this phone, which costs $500, and what you're actually getting is a model called A9 Pro. It's a cheap phone that's made in China, which the guy who's pimping this has admitted, yes, this is the phone made in China, that will only cost you $120, but with all of these little, you know, marketing bells and whistles, it's now up to $500. So just be really careful. If you're interested in buying this phone, just know you cannot return it and there's no tech support. So good luck.
Number three, Major League Baseball trying something that isn't going over
well, we don't know yet. MLB has just announced that they are going to, you know, they have a sign stealing problem, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've seen all kinds of different, you know, tech being involved in this. So now what they're doing is, starting on August 3rd, they are going to begin testing an encrypted wireless communication device that's just between the catcher and the pitcher. It's from a startup called PitchCom, and they're going to start out in the low A West minor league first to test this out. One wristband transmitter for the catcher with 9 buttons to signal to press, like, which pitch he wants and location, and then the receiver is in the pitcher's cap. So we'll see how far it goes. It might work.
Number two, senators targeting a section to fight COVID vaccine misinformation. There's a lot of that, for sure.
So we know Facebook has been horrible with misinformation, not taking stuff down. So a group of senators have introduced a new bill that would strip away the Section 230 liability shield if any of these platforms amplify harmful public health misinformation. So this is going to I don't know how far this is going to get. Because this is stripping away Section 230 protections has been something that's been a conversation for a long time. But maybe it'll get traction now that, you know, Facebook has so much misinformation about the vaccines.
Tech companies requiring vaccinations, that's number one.
Yep, and the reason we focus on this is because tech companies tend to lead the way in terms of how other offices and industries work. So Facebook, Google, and Lyft and Apple are now all requiring all employees in the office to be vaccinated.
Got it. Top five tech stories this week. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. COVID-19 cases in the U.S. have risen to more than 77,000 in the 7-day rolling average. That's up from just over 30,000 2 weeks ago.
Dr. Anthony Fauci offered this outlook on ABC's This Week.
We're looking not, I believe, to lockdown, but we're looking to some pain and suffering in the future because we're seeing the cases go up.
Fauci says vaccination is the key to getting the nation back to normal, but notes 100 million eligible Americans have not gotten a shot.
The unvaccinated, by not being vaccinated, are allowing the propagation and the spread of the outbreak, which ultimately impacts everyone.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster tells Fox News Sunday he's been vaccinated and is encouraging others to do the same, but he won't be mandating it or the wearing of masks.
We will trust the people to do the right thing.
Currently, the CDC reports 58% of Americans 12 and older are fully vaccinated. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Firefighters beginning to get a handle on the California's biggest wildfire. The Dixie Fire is about 32% contained as of earlier today. Evacuation orders and warnings were lifted for several remote areas, but authorities warn that with unpredictable winds and extremely dry fuels, the risk of flare-ups remained high. The list is growing for the number of large companies that are beginning to require employees to get vaccinated.
Late last week, the Walt Disney Company announced it will be requiring all salaried and non-union hourly employees in the U.S. who work on-site to be fully vaccinated. Walmart also said it's requiring all workers at its headquarters, as well as its managers who travel within the U.S., to get their shots. Delta and United Airlines are requiring new employees to show proof of vaccination. Greg Clugston reporting.
China and India missed a UN deadline for submitting targets on greenhouse gas.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
American swimmer Caleb Dressel joins exclusive company with 2 more gold medals, as we hear from correspondent Denny Kapp.
Dressel opened the heat by winning the 50-meter freestyle in an Olympic record 21.07 seconds and ended the heat by picking up his 5th gold medal as part of the 4x100 medley relay team, which also set a new Olympic record time. Dressel finishes the Tokyo Games with 5 gold medals. Robert Fink won a gold in the 1500-meter freestyle as Team USA swept the men's and women's 800 and 1500.
Meanwhile, U.S. women's volleyball star Jordan Thompson sitting out the final pool play match against Italy after rolling her right ankle earlier in the tournament. Thompson left Saturday's match against Russia early after stepping on a teammate's foot. She missed practice today to get treatment, but USA Volleyball says she is expected to be able to return before the end of the Olympics. The U.S. has already assured a spot in the quarterfinals. More at stownhall.com. The Catholic religion's priest abuse scandal is not going away anytime soon.
The longtime former head of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany says the diocese covered up sexual abuse by priests for decades and protected clergy by sending them to private treatment instead of calling police. Bishop Howard Hubbard, who ran the diocese in New York's Capital District from 1977 to 2014 and has himself been accused of sexual abuse, made the admission in a statement issued through his lawyer to the Albany Times-Union in response to questions from the newspaper. Patrick Frost reporting.
Lawmakers in Nassau County, New York, set to vote tomorrow on a proposal that would allow police officers to sue protesters and collect financial damages. The bill being considered would make police officers and other first responders a protected class under the county's human rights law, which currently bars discrimination against based on race, religion, gender, and sexual orientation. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get into the meat, the nitty-gritty of the world of News Talk Radio with our weekly overview from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the charts for the week of July 26th to the 30th, the end of the seventh month of 2021. Some of the things that are here we've been discussing them before, but there always is nuance to the focus and the people list as well. And we're going to talk a little more than a little about talk radio and some talk radio personalities. But let's get started with the official list, which you can see at talkers.com, and you can also get it at djvshow.com. Michael, welcome to the sphere of influence.
Thank you very much, Doug. And here we go at number 10. Speaking of spheres, there's global climate change, although some people call it climate change and others call it global warming, whatever you call it, there are things going on.
We call it the weather.
Yeah, things happening with the weather for sure. Mm. And number 9, the Tokyo Olympics, and that's tied with mental health. Interesting mental health story is the biggest story coming out of the Olympics in terms of this week's conversation, at least. At number 8, we have social media bias and regulations, along with political correctness. At number 7, the southern border crisis and immigration reform continue to be hot topics on talk radio. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and Afghanistan. Afghanistan meaning the Taliban, and China have been buddying up with each other now that the U.S. is pulling out. At number 5, we have crime and violence tied with police reform and race relations. No, actually, race relations is at number 3. We have at number 4, the economy, infrastructure, and inflation. At number 2, election denial, voting legislation, and race relations. At number at number three, rather. I'm a little messed up here.
Okay.
At number two, we have the January 6th committee hearings. And at number one, COVID-19, the Delta variant vaccines and mandates. So just to be clear, the economy at four, election denial and voting at three, the committee hearings at two, and COVID-19 at one. And that's the way it looks.
All right, that's the survey list. Yep, the people list. Yes, please.
Okay, let's go. Simone Biles, the gymnast, is at number 10. Xi Jinping, kind of a gymnast in his own way, at number 9. Ron DeSantis, he's also a gymnast, at number 8. Actually, they're all a bunch of gymnasts. At number 7, we have the...
contortionist, maybe better.
Yeah. We have Harry Dunn, Michael Fanon, and Angelino Gonell, and Daniel Hodges, four police officers testifying at the hearings this week. Very dramatic and emotional. At number 6, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. At number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Dr. Tony Fauci is at 3. Donald Trump is at 2. And number 1 is Joe Biden. And there you go. Donald Trump stays in the national conversation as basically the leader of the GOP.
Is he really?
Well, that's a great question. That's a rhetorical question. But he certainly is... he's the most prominent name thrown around when you talk about the driving forces of the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually we're going to have the Don and Ron show eventually.
Yep.
Ron DeSantis, you know, Ron wants to run
to be president. A couple of names that are not on the list that are of interest only in that they fit into you and me. When we think about people that influenced us, maybe music that influenced us, who that is our age wasn't influenced by ZZ Top, and the passing of Dusty Hill this week is of note. It shouldn't be in the top 10, but I knew that you probably.
It was in my top 10, that's for sure. I was really emotional about it when I heard about it.
Yeah.
ZZ Top, really, really important group in terms of my generation, your generation, album rock, blues, you know, driving rock and roll. I used to call them the Raw CD. No, I used to call them the little old band from the Raw CD underbelly of the Lone Star State. Yeah. ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Billy, the one who sounds like he should have a beard is the one who doesn't have a beard. The name.
She's got legs. She knows how to use them.
Right. All right. So that's discussed in our DJV download. For those of you who listen to the DJV program, it's at djvshow.com, The Passing of Dusty Hill. All right. So let's go back to our list. Simone Biles is at number 10 on the people list. And there's another person who is creeping into the lexicon, if that's the right word. This fencer named, it's Alan, I think, Hadzik. There's a lot of support among the U.S. Olympic team for Simone Biles. There are some mental midgets here in America who are throwing darts at her because of they think she's a coward or she's a quitter or whatever.
Yes.
Can you imagine that, given if you really knew the background of what this woman has gone through? And never mind just Larry Nassar. That's enough to set you off when you equate that in past Olympic experiences. This woman has won all kinds of awards for our country, and because she's got issues,
right.
And who among us doesn't? So
exactly. You know, it also shows the double standard that we still have between physical disabilities and mental disabilities.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, has she a broken leg or some kind of an illness? Oh, the poor thing. But
yeah.
The fact that she's, you know, being plagued by, you know, her demons, whatever they may be, that's reason to be embarrassed by her.
And that's why number 9 this week is a focus on mental health. I thought it was interesting here in Massachusetts, a lot of people take shots of Blue Cross Blue Shield. I don't happen to have their insurance, but they're probably the best known. Wouldn't you agree, of all the insurers who are around here, the secondary carriers as well?
Well, I've certainly heard of them.
Yeah. Right. So they announced this week they were going to offer online therapy coverage. That is, if you see someone and you have a mental health issue or you want to see a therapist, heretofore it hasn't been covered, but now it will be. In-person visits were different. Online, as you know, with the pandemic, a lot of people started using medical facilities and practitioners, and in this circumstance, mental health practitioners, through the Zoom or whatever other stuff you have to connect. Skype, that stuff.
Right.
And it wasn't being paid for, but now it will be, according to them. So I bet there will be a lot of other insurance companies that will get on to that. There's a company called Brightline that serves people here in Massachusetts, California, elsewhere, and they're dealing with the younger people and their issues. So I'm guessing that Simone Biles would fit right into that. Meanwhile, I mentioned the name Alan Hadzik, who apparently is a my accusation is not going to be pointed at what some of the members of the team have said, but he apparently has been involved in lots of sexual misconduct, and the members of some of his teammates and people who are in the Olympics want him out. And
well, it's very difficult considering how sensitive we are about political correctness, some of which is founded in reality. In other words, I'm not saying these issues are unfounded, but we're particularly sensitive about them nowadays. It's very hard to have an event such as the Olympics, which is supposed to stand for all of these great ideals, to be without examples of people who stray over the line.
Yeah. Well, the other, you talk about some people and the way they're words are interpreted. The mayor of Chicago said this week that she's not going to talk to any white reporters. And that brouhaha, the talk radio world in Chicago anyway, exploded. I don't know that other people are talking about it around the country, but
this is not the first time she's done that. That issue has been out there before. So of course, it really is a foolish thing for her to do. terrible, terrible thing to do.
All right. Anyway, 15 past the hour, we continue with our talk radio, the talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to get healthy the right way using Calitrin. This is a brief announcement because you've heard me talking about this, although every week we have new listeners, new stations, and that's cool. So if you haven't heard the message about Calitrin, what I would suggest you do, because I can't tell you the whole story in 60 seconds anyway, send you to their website, toploss.com. Go there, get the information about this product. It's all natural, no stimulants, no drugs. Everything in it is certified natural by the FDA. They approve the facilities and the product, which is a huge load off your mind, I suppose, because there are a lot of these weight loss products around that are kind of flim-flammy. No, that's not the situation with Calitrin under any circumstances. Proven to help with weight loss and give you the ingredients, collagen protein and aloe vera among them. You get a better night's rest. Take these four capsules before you go to bed and get to work. Your body will enjoy it, and your body will show you the results. About 45, 50 days it takes for it to kick in. And then if you are on a weight loss program, if you've lost weight, you want to keep it off, this is the secret. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, after you realize you can buy a 3-month supply and get another 3 months free using the DJV code plus free shipping, you'll be all set to try it and enjoy the results. Calitrin, available at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oh, for you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly, so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. Of equal or lesser price, valid through 94. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here. The listening habits, looks like a lot of people are going back. I didn't realize that. I thought a lot of people stayed with the radio, but some of the trades are suggesting that people are going back to the radio. And the only outfit that wasn't affected by this was News Talk. And the News Talk listenership stayed where it was, which I guess is because people want to stay connected to what's going on, right? Conversation about what's going on?
No doubt about it. It's pertinent.
Yeah, it is. And we'll continue with that pertinence in a matter of moments here. It's 21 after the hour.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 at the hour now on the radio, the Talk Radio Review. The DJV show participants working over the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keenan is here. Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. I was mentioning the number 8 item this week on the story list was the bias in social media. Actually, between Victoria and her tech report and Jay, very interesting to see how some of these things are coming into play and what the adjustments are with Instagram and Twitter and who's protecting whom. But the question remains for Jay, and I think for all of us, how much you use social media. Is there a bias there? Does it affect the way you live? Should it be regulated? That's really what number eight is all about. What would happen, and how would you envision if there's regulation, Victoria? Oh, all three of you can weigh in on this. I would like it if you could or would. We regulate social media the way radio, for example, is regulated. Commercial radio with federal licenses, stations, television and radio stations with federal licenses are highly regulated. There is none of that for the social media platforms, and they are doing pretty much the same thing as what we do here on licensed radio stations. So what do you say, ladies? Jay, you want to start?
Well, there's definitely bias. I mean, with social media, they have their algorithms. So even if it's not strictly political, they have keywords that they will stop posts from showing up in other people's timelines and news feeds.
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Just? Is it fair?
No, I think if you choose to follow somebody or you're friends with somebody, it should be equal opportunity. I when I personally am using Instagram, I will find that I have to actually go to my loved ones' profiles because their stuff doesn't show up in my newsfeed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I found that too. But it's not that's not political. That's just that's the thing. Everyone wants to always make everything political. The whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, the algorithms on all of the social media platforms, they're not just discriminating against someone's political bias or. There are so many things that can get your that lowers your visibility, and so all of this is protected under Section 230. So that's why that's a conversation that a lot of people are having of eliminating those liability coverages.
All right, Jennifer.
I think it's conservatives that are getting not being seen, and there is a bias, but like Victoria said, it's not political; it's across the board.
You're going to 100% hear from me that I think it is absolutely political. I mean, maybe because you guys are not posting actively stuff from a conservative point of view. I mean, I do, and I am in a circle of people who do and who have their posts taken down, have their platforms entirely wiped away, and I'm talking about like Twitter profiles, like. People who have like a million followers just wiped away. Twitter can take all of that. Now, look, it's all part of their terms and conditions. They can do what they want. At this point, they're a private company, but the conversation is, should they be? If they're all for freedom of speech like they say they are, then they shouldn't be picking winning and losing messages. This was, I ask how much blood is on the hands of Facebook and on Twitter right now because they shut down a lot of messages on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram that could have been helpful to people during COVID that had nothing to do with politics, but they were picking winners and losers. And they were being, and by the way, their algorithm for that was being created by somebody who was funding the lab in Wuhan. So if that's true, it is true, you can just check out, where everybody sits. This is true. I've looked at it. Then why are we allowing those people to silence?
But it's happening on the other end, too. And there are so many. I follow a lot of people in the LGBTQ community who have been shadow banned on Instagram for posting things. So it's happening on both sides of the aisle.
I had my original TikTok removed because I posted something about guns, and then they removed it saying that I was under 13 because my nieces sometimes post videos on my account as well when they have my phone. So they use the excuse of
child being limbo under 13. Needs to apply here because apparently Jay is underage to be on this program. Wow. Got to look into that. All right. The continuing focus back to the we'll go to the people list as we continue in the next half hour here on the Talk Radio Review. 28 after. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products. Right there, online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join us Wednesday, August 4th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino in Redding Rancheria for our annual Discover Health Fair. A day filled with free health screenings, information, crafting vendors, and much more. All ages are welcome to this free event with special activities for the kids. Contact Tim Rodriguez at 530-226-1734 or Kaylee Capobianco at 530-339-7457. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Here we are at 34 after the hour, second half hour of this week's official countdown program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. along with Michael Harrison, who is the keeper of the records and the rules here when it comes to the charts, the 10 top stories of the week. We've gone over those, and they're available at talkers.com and djvshow.com, the people list, etc. And I was about to ask you, because we were talking about Phil Valentine and the role that he was playing with his listeners, and we know that Sean Hannity has come out advising people to get the shots, and there are others who seemed at the beginning to not be on board, but now changing their tune. I've been on board since the beginning. I think you have been as well, although I did ask a lot of questions about it, because I believe my immune system is strong enough I might have been able to do fine, but I didn't want to chance it, especially when my family is involved. I think that's kind of where the rubber hits the road, don't you, Michael?
There's no question. It comes down to selfishness versus, non-selfishness. And I think the wisest course for media people to do is, you know, if you have any doubt about it, you know, just tell people to talk to their doctor about it in terms of whether their own health history, you know, it conforms with it. Some people shouldn't get vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, let me go into the role of talk radio hosts in this. This is a great question for you. Because there are those who argue about talk radio informing, entertaining, what are we supposed to do? And so what are the range of options from your point of view for a good talk coach?
Be honest and be truthful, and do no damage. I'm all for free speech, but do no damage. And if it's an area that you're not sure about, and we're talking about lives that are being lost, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of deaths. We're talking about, you know, way over 500,000 American lives have been lost. What about over 500,000 American lives were lost in a war or in a natural disaster? Oh, it would be a whole different thing. But because this damn thing has been politicized, you kind of sweep it under the carpet. But the fact of the matter is, don't mess around. You know, if you go on the air and you do a false report that some terrible thing is happening and people panic, well, you're held accountable for that. So, I'm not talking about free speech
but are you
or the
really?
First Amendment.
Are you really? Some of the hosts that have come up with some of these cockamamie claims, like the government is sticking. Now, listen, I'm no lover of the government, and people who listen to me know that I'm not. I don't like politicians, none of them, parties, all that stuff. I find it, I go bananas, frankly. But when somebody says that the government is using the vaccine to stick chips in you so they can keep track of you, I think, but, you know, I say to myself, I think that's crazy and irresponsible, but then I don't know that it's not true. That's the problem, because
well, you don't
so
know
much
anything
distortion.
It's not true. You don't know. Yeah. This is where people have to use common sense, and the odds are it's not true. You could say, hey, I've heard a rumor about this, but it sounds like it's nonsense. If you want it, bring it to the table. But the fact is, this is where it becomes interesting, and that is subjective judgment. And the key is do no harm. Don't go out of your way. Don't purposefully give misinformation because, one, you think it'll please your target audience, or two, it'll increase your ratings.
But that's been what talk radio has been about in the Trump era. Hasn't it really and truly? The hosts that say things because they believe the audience wants to hear whatever it is that is the mantra from the person in the case of Trump. There are a lot of
hosts making up a lot of stuff. Radio and media saying things and doing things and playing things and presenting things that the audience, that it perceives the audience wanting to hear, has gone on since the beginning of time. It's a matter of doing it with ethics and knowing when you overdo it to step back from that line. What do you think research is? What are people interested in? What do people want to hear? What music do they want to hear? What records do they want to hear? You know, giving the people what they want is one of the pillars of American capitalism. Give the people what they want. What is the market asking for?
Otherwise, you won't be successful, no matter what
exactly.
You're
selling. Yeah. So how far are you going to go? I mean, there are people that want illegal sex. There are people that want illicit, prostitution. There are people that want drugs. There are markets out there. you have to draw the line where your ethics, where your standards, and where your dignity, you know, is defined. Where, what are your boundaries? And that's what it comes down to. I'm not saying that the people that supported Trump or questioned the vaccine were wrong. But if you know, if you in your heart believe that something is just obviously not true, and then you do it because it'll get your ratings, keep your job, or keep you from having to deal with, you know, negative blowback on Facebook, well, then you're a coward. And I think a tremendous responsibility comes with sitting behind that microphone. I do not think this is a carnival or another arena for scamming. I think that we should have professional ethics, integrity, dignity, and responsibility. Use the word responsibility. I think responsibility is the key word here. And I'm not saying that as a political statement. I'm just simply saying that in general.
A lot of bunkum. My father used to use the term bunkum. There's a lot of bunkum on the radio.
There's always been a lot of bunkum. There's always been a lot of bunkum in everything. There have been snake oil salesmen all the way back to the beginning of time, carnival barkers, distortion. Yep. You know, step right up, you'll see the two-headed woman. And, you know, she has a pimple on her shoulder. You know, we're being misled all the time. Isn't Madison Avenue and the advertising industry a spin factory to exaggerate and, you know,
get you to buy the product?
Right. So we're
buy. That's how I make my living, telling people to buy stuff. Yeah.
So we're all involved in this vicious cycle. We all are participants in trying to persuade other people to see things our way. We're constantly selling each other. We're selling each other this and that and everything. So
doctors, it's even come down to doctors. You know, politicians. You're mentioning Trump. Trump's made it a point to tell people to get vaccinated. It's certainly of late, anyway. And a lot of the people that have supported him when he was whether he was supporting it or he wasn't supporting it, they thought he wasn't, or it made for a good talking point. But in terms of what goes on, the problem is too many people in our audiences trust the info that comes from the host rather than making up their own minds about things. Whether you read or whether you're, I mean, there's certainly a lot of people hungry for info, but if they trust the host and the host says don't do it, then they're likely not to do it. It's kind of a sad reality, but it is.
Well, trust and credibility. Have you ever gone to a play or seen a movie that the critic in your newspaper said was terrible and you loved it?
I mean, that happens all the time.
Okay. I mean, it's not just, you know, this whole thing of trusting is very subjective. Mm-hmm. You know, trust your teacher. Yeah. Trust your friends.
Do we trust the audience to make good decisions, though? Is that what is that our job, to trust the audience to make their own decision on this? Because I think that's
I think we should have respect for everybody as an adult to make their own decisions. We're participating in the conversation. You know me. You've talked to me thousands of hours on the radio over decades.
Yeah.
Don't I think things out before I say things?
You also are good at thinking things out as you're saying them. And that's a skill that goes beyond thinking about before. There are a lot of people who prepare to go on the air. I remember watching Limbaugh once when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati, and he came to visit, and I introduced him, and I had him, you know, it was an interesting couple of days. But I remember seeing him sit in the studio when I came in the morning, and he had a little razor blade, and he had three or four newspapers in front of him, and he was cutting out little things with his razor blade that he was using as reference. And there are a lot of people who do this, a lot of hosts, national and regional, local, who spend hours doing just that so that they can have material. I mean, I think my world is about what goes on the air. Everything I read and absorb, people say, what are you reading for fun? I don't read anything for fun because I'm always reading stuff that I think I can use conversationally.
And ultimately that's fun for you.
It is fun for me. It is. Because it all becomes part of the conversation. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. We're talking about talk hosts and talk radio and the list from Talkers Magazine. On the people list, the overview has at number 10 Simone Biles, which is appropriate. A lot of people discussing that situation at the Olympics. Number 9, the fellow that runs China. Number 8, Ron DeSantis, fellow that runs Florida. Number 7, all the officers who testified this week in the January 6th committee hearings. Number 6, Liz Cheney. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi. Number 3, Dr. Fauci. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1 is Joe Biden. His wife, by the way, is undergoing some medical procedure to remove an object which is lodged in her left foot. I don't know how many people have talked about that this week. I bet you now know something that you didn't know. That's the whole idea of all the discussions that we have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. At 43 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the last week of July, has the top 10 items as usual. Number 10 has to do with the weather. Number 9 has to do with the Olympics. Number 8 has to do with social media. Number 7 has to do with the border situation, immigration, etc. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, police and violence and crime and all that stuff. That seems to not want to go away, which the conversation is appropriate. Number 4, the economy, what we're going to do about infrastructure, all of the things that are being passed in Washington, what's in those bills. Number 3, the voting legislation and the situation with the election stuff. I used stuff twice in this hour. I can't use it anymore. January 6th, committee hearings number two, and COVID is number one. Those are the stories, according to the work done by Talkers Magazine for this week. Let's move back into the groove here. Michael Harrison and his interview this week is a conversation with a New York host named Mark Simone, who we were just talking about off the air, has been around for a long time. What made you go to him at this point?
I wanted to have a real good conversation with somebody who has a variety of interests to give us the Big Apple perspective on everything from the reopening of Broadway and music to the state of radio to what's happening with crime in New York. And also he talks a little bit about our colleague Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
Who's running for mayor as the GOP candidate. And both of us agree, just like you and I talked about Larry Elder, against conventional wisdom, we think Curtis Sliwa has a very good chance of being the next mayor of New York, which would be an amazing turn of events.
Good God. Can you imagine what a character he is with his beret on, the way he talks? Show me. But Simone does seem, he's been around, excuse me, we were saying he was a jock, but he's been involved in being on the air in any number of ways over the years, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's worked at all the big stations. Yeah. And now he's doing very well at WOR in New York from 10 a.m. to noon. He's been there for a number of years, and he has a big audience. And he does a weekly show on New York One, which is their cable news channel that everybody watches. Or not everybody, but it's big.
And
he's a very good conversationalist. So it's just a fun half hour of talking about the issues with a guy that's a seasoned conversationalist. We talk about everything from Donald Trump to Frank Sinatra. And
he sounds like a radio guy, and that's not a pejorative, but to me, he sounds like, you know, there are some people who say, if you're going to be a conversationalist, you have to sound like a conversationalist. Some people accuse me of sounding too radio-ish. I don't know that that's the case, but you know, to each his own. I think that Simone, you can, and Joe Pags is another one of those guys. I think maybe Lars Larson. I'm thinking of the people who have big voices that are on the air that people, you know, maybe pay more attention to because they got a big voice. Who knows?
And anyway, ultimately, it's your content. If you have a good voice, it makes you even better.
Yeah. So the conversation, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour here.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oh, for you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. Of equal or lesser price, valid through 94. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, Tech It Out listeners. Get ready to jot down a special code to help you earn a free night stay in a hotel, courtesy of Hotels.com. As you may know, the Hotels.com app offers a stay 10 nights, get a night for free feature, which I love. But if you use this code and book a hotel room by August 6th, you'll earn double the number of reward stamps on your stays. So if you book two nights, you'll receive 4 reward stamps. Use the code TECHITOUTDOUBLE on the Hotels.com app for double the stamps towards a free stay. To take advantage of this, again, you've got until August the 6th to book a hotel through the Hotels.com app and stay somewhere by January 31st, 2022 for no longer than 5 nights. The offer is available to the first 500 customers. The code again is TECHITOUTDOUBLE. So be sure to download the Hotels.com app. Happy travels.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman now comes onto the Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the legalese, if you will, of some of the main stories from the charts from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com and at djbshow.com. Steve is a lawyer, is a law professor at Bentley University, in fact, and has established himself as an expert in scams and threats to the public. All kinds of information that he provides at scamicide.com, his website, following up on the things that people are concerned about with regard to scams. And, man, there are so many of them. I am so sick of opening my email every single day. It's this and that, and you can't I don't even want to unsubscribe because they want you to put your email into the box, and I don't trust that either. Should I?
You shouldn't. Yeah, yeah, you know, my motto is trust me, you can't trust anyone. And yeah, you're right. It's like, you know, when you get that email or text message and it says, if you want to unsubscribe, click here. Well, you just let them know that they've got a real one. The same thing when you get a call and they robocall and they give you an out. If they're calling you on a robocall, chances are it's illegal anyway. So why do you trust them there?
Yeah, and answering the phone, I oftentimes, when somebody's on the other end of the phone, I give them an expletive deleted. Not that it doesn't, other than it makes me feel good. That's about it. You know, it doesn't stop me from
You know what,
calling.
Again, it's a battle with these people. But frankly, the easiest system is the most non-technical. You know, we have an app that we use that's supposed to limit robocalls and scam calls, and it does fairly well, but it's not 100%. If I don't recognize the number, I don't answer it. If it's a legit one, they'll leave a message.
A message. That's exactly what I do.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. All right. So let's see here. Well, there's a number of things here. Number five is a focus on crime and violence. One of the things that I find, I don't know, I guess looking at this from a legal point of view, what the public officials are supposed to be informing the public about. The mayor of Chicago this week said that she is not going to talk to any white reporters. Is that legal?
Technically, she can do that. But, I mean, when we have a country that's so divided anyway, why would you increase that division? If anything, you want to be talking, you know, more with people, and you want to hear and be able to respond. You know, the whole idea with policing has gotten, you know, far too political, because you look at the two extremes. You want to do away with the police. That's fine in a perfect world. We need the police. We need them out there. You can kind of go back to a few good men, and he said, you need us on those ramparts. So you do need that. But they're also, the criticisms of the police are quite legitimate. They need to be better trained. We need to have people, particularly when, you know, they're responding with violence, which sometimes they have to, that are going to do it in a professional manner, in an understanding manner. You know, we had an instance out here in Western Massachusetts, and they showed a video. There was a person who was obviously unstable, who had a gun, and the police officer didn't shoot him, could well have shot him, managed to talk him down, and they got him without any violence. That's tough and dangerous to do. But once again, you know, somewhere in the middle, these two extremes are way out of it.
Well, how much of this, let's probe into this a little bit more,
sure,
maybe from a legalese point of view. There are a lot of new mayors in cities. I'm thinking about Boston, but you look around the country, the mayor of my community, Framingham, is a black woman. A lot of black women who are being elected into the mayoral positions, and they seem to be, I don't know the woman in Boston, but the stuff I'm hearing or reading in the newspaper leads me to believe she may not quite be cut out of the same cloth as the mayor of Chicago or the mayor of Baltimore or the mayor of Framingham, who I think is, and I make this statement with due regard to propriety, there's a lot of reverse racism going on, or just plain racism, period, and there's no place for it, and I wonder how the public deals with it, using the examples that I've just come up with. Can you Can you, you know, yeah, you recalls know, and stuff?
Racism. Or? Yeah, racism is not an effective way to govern whether it is racism against blacks or it's racism against whites. And, you know, the fact that they're appealing to some politicians politically rather than practically is very disturbing.
Yeah, it is. All right, thanks for your point of view as usual. An important part of the Talk Radio Countdown show is Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Still a hot mess out west with at least 7 new wildfires added over the weekend to over the dozen already taxing firefighters.
Oregon's Bootleg Fire, the largest in the country at over 413,000 acres, it destroyed 400 structures. But spokesperson Al Nash said over the weekend containment went from 53% to 74%.
It represents a pretty significant jump in the amount of containment that we have on this fire. And so we feel really good.
California's Dixie Fire, the largest in the state at more than 244,000 acres, is 32% contained. Cal Fire's Rick Carhart.
There's a better chance that an evacuation order or warning is going to be either lowered or lifted.
According to federal authorities, 91 active fires are burning in western states. I'm Julie Walker.
After much delay, senators have unveiled their $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act clocks in at more than 2,700 pages and includes expenditures on roads, bridges, water pipes, broadband, and other projects, along with cybersecurity. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer opened a rare Sunday session, saying the bill could be passed in a matter of days. It's part of President Biden's, it's a key part, that is, of President Biden's agenda. South Carolina's Republican governor thinks the danger of the latest COVID-19 surge is exaggerated.
The rates are going up, but they're not nearly as high as they were last July. The hospital capacity is have plenty. Those rates are not going up. There's no danger there.
That is on Fox News Sunday. Henry McMaster says he's been vaccinated and is urging others to do the same. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A Belarus track sprinter says her Olympic team tried to remove her from Japan in a dispute that led to a standoff at Tokyo's main airport.
Kristina Timanovskaya says in a video message posted on social media that she was pressured by Belarus team officials who are trying to send her back to Belarus without her consent. An activist group supporting the athlete says she believed her life was in danger in Belarus and would seek asylum with the Austrian embassy in Tokyo. Timanovskaya, who is due to run in the Olympic 200-meter heats, had previously criticized Belarus team officials on her Instagram account. She said she'd been put in the 4x400 relay despite never racing the event. I'm Karen Chamas.
Annika Sorenstam ran away with the U.S. Senior Women's Open Sunday, closing with a 4-under-68 for an 8-stroke win. The 50-year-old Sorenstam, a 3-time U.S. Women's Open Championship, making her first appearance in the senior event. More at townhall.com. Mudslides in the Rocky Mountain State.
Authorities say the mudslides caused extreme damage to a major interstate, leaving it clogged with heavy debris and no word on when it might reopen. Wildfires leaving many hillsides more susceptible to the erosion. I-70 in Glenwood Canyon hit by flash flooding. That left lanes in both directions snarled by logs and extremely large boulders. No reports of any injuries or fatalities. Jason Walker reporting.
Air quality alerts have been posted for parts of the West and Midwest as wildfire smoke continues to linger over much of the country. The alerts include portions of Colorado, Wyoming, Washington State, Idaho, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. And you can check out more on these stories by simply logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly event that happens courtesy of the folks on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay Kirshner. We are here to discuss the stories and the people that have been listed this week by the authorities at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can see these lists all over our social media at djvshow.com. You can find them at talkers.com. So let's go through the people list and the story list, and then I'm going to ask the ladies to pick their favorite or what they consider to be the most important story this week. They may agree, they may disagree. We'll find out after I actually go through the list. At number 10, stories about the weather. What's going on? As a matter of fact, just off the air before we started here, Victoria and Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio at our originating network, Radio America, were talking about a tornado that blew through New Jersey last night. What was the how much serious damage was done, or is it just the fact that we never hear about a tornado in New Jersey?
Well, yeah, I mean, this started on the western side of New Jersey, which it's not uncommon to have tornado warnings or even a tornado touchdown where it's very flat. But this was right outside of the Trenton area, and this was a large tornado that blew through, lots of wind damage, lots of, you know, structural damage. And then it took a turn. I'm on the Jersey Shore in Monmouth County, so it headed north and then east, which we never have anything, any tornadoes that's this far east because we're right on the ocean. And it blew right over my brother's house, and he was in the basement with his wife and the dogs, and the National Weather Service was blowing up everybody's phone saying, take shelter now. It was really, it was pretty intense. It's definitely the closest a tornado has ever come to, you know, it didn't, it, by the time it got to the shore, it didn't touch down, but you could see it funneling up in the cloud as it moved, and you could see, you know, it had all the classic formations. It just, that little, the little tail of it hadn't actually touched the ground, which was a saving grace because it, that's really, you know, what, like,
isn't that how typhoons, when tornadoes go out over open water, isn't that how the typhoon starts? Typhoons are different than hurricanes in a manner of speaking.
Have you ever seen
sure.
those water spouts?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
we see that.
Saying,
we
yeah.
actually see that a lot. I mean, I grew up at the shore, so we've seen that a lot. All the surfers are usually out in the water, and you can see it kind of off in the distance.
Well,
it looks like a tornado. That's what in the water spout spider climbs
water,
up,
though.
Right? Right.
Well, to play off of that, there was a huge earthquake also in Alaska,
yeah.
an 8.2, and it caused warnings for all kinds of events in the water and on land. And so I don't think there was a whole lot of damage because it didn't happen where there were a lot of people or buildings. But
yeah,
still,
but it was
8.2.
Scary, I think.
Is,
yeah, for yeah, a lot yeah. of people that live there. And, yes, if that had happened in a more populous area, I think about
oof.
Los Angeles, where I live all the time, and we had a 6.7 that really, literally knocked down my high school when I was in high school.
The highways were all falling
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, freeways. Oh, yeah. There was a very famous story of a motorcycle police officer who was on an overpass connector between the 118 and the 210 freeways, and he fell off during the earthquake because the roadway literally cracked.
Yeah.
And so when you think about that and the catastrophe, it could be in a more populated area like San Francisco or Los Angeles, but I thought it was interesting. It's all connected. The tsunami warning, of course, went down the West Coast, right, after the earthquake.
All
happened.
The way to Hawaii.
Surfers apparently were loving it, though, because
yeah.
the water, even though there wasn't a tsunami, it was very, I guess the waves
swell.
Were ripe.
Let's
yeah.
go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Okay,
yeah.
number nine, the Olympics. And not only a focus on the medal count, which changes as we do this, there's a certain count, maybe by the time you hear it over the weekend, there'll be a different count. But the focus on Simone Biles, who's also on the People list this week, and the discussion of mental health in general, but as it applies to all of the pressure that's being brought to bear on these Olympians, given the fact that in addition to dealing with what their usual challenges are, they've had to deal with the Delta variant and with the vaccine question and whether they wear a mask and the fact there are no people in the stands to watch the events. Go ahead, Jen.
This is just what we know Simone Biles was dealing with, right? There are no fans in the audience, limited people that can travel with you in your support circle. First Olympics since she came out and kind of blew the whistle on Larry Nassar, who sexually abused hundreds of girls, hundreds of athletes, and she herself. So she's dealing with that for the first time. The Olympics has been moved. The weight of the world is on her shoulders because she's the most decorated Olympian. Her mother, who gave her up for adoption because she was a drug addict, now back in the picture. Her brother just went through a murder trial. I mean, all of these things
wacky
happening at
stuff.
Once for someone is a lot. And here's the deal. It's not like she just didn't power through something
right.
that was like a baseball game or a basketball game. When you're a gymnast, you're running at a platform at a speed somewhere between 15 and 30 miles per hour. If you are in your head and you make one bad move, you
that's
could
it.
End up crippling yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the best case scenario. You could end up killing yourself if you make one bad move.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people who are criticizing her don't understand that just being off by one millimeter
put yourself in her
screw up
shoes
your entire
and then,
body, right?
Then criticize her. All right, let's
well,
keep moving
yeah,
here.
I think it's crazy.
Number eight, the social media biases. Let's save that for Jay at 23 past the hour. Number seven, the immigration situation. I don't think there's anything new, just continuing conversation about that. Same with number six. Although six is China relations. I would think that every week there's something new. We were talking on the DJV program about how much money is being collected in taxes, how much money is being spent by the federal government, and there's a $1 trillion difference between what was collected last year, excuse me, and what was spent. So the idea is, where do we get the extra money? Some of it was just printed, so that's why we have inflation. Some of it was borrowed on the open market in bonds and that sort of stuff. And, of course, the Chinese keep buying up all of that paper, so that affects our relationship with them. They're getting more and more testy, as we find out, and we're getting closer and closer, we, the international community, to finding out or to pinning the tail on the donkey here. More and more people are figuring out that they, in fact, did create this virus in a lab, and more people are looking at it as a deliberate release. They haven't gotten that far yet, but I certainly am convinced that's what's happened. So where is the real question here is, where is the action by, in our country or around the international community, to hold China accountable? Where is the action? What are we doing with these people? To the people that the government of this country is so, our country, I'm not talking about China, so corrupt that they can get away, it would seem, with almost anything. What, are we afraid of these people? Why hasn't anything been done?
Well, people are a question that you want answered right now, because, this week there was a bipartisan commission that's pushing the White House and gave a whole list of criteria of what they want to see. And this is a bipartisan effort. This is something that, I think
their patriotism should be questioned. And
yep.
One of the things that Ted Cruz did during the hearing on China and all of their cyber hacking is he asked the whole panel that works for the administration why there haven't been sanctions on China, and none of them, and he said, why? And it was
crickets.
Like crickets. The silence was deafening. It was crazy.
Yeah. All right, 14 past the hour. More from the story list, and then the ladies pick their favorite or most important story here on the Talk Radio Review. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here we are back in the fold here. The number five item on our story list of the top 10 is a focus on crime and violence, and we bring Chicago into the picture, even though the feds are sort of downplaying the numbers. They're not as bad as they used to be. Certainly getting a lot of attention, and the hundreds and hundreds of people that are getting killed in Chicago, especially a modern American city that has this much crime, this much violence. And I looked at a story. The mayor of Chicago looks like somebody that I wouldn't want to meet, and I say that advisedly She just, there's something about her that doesn't quite ring a bell with me. And I listen to the responses that she has to some stuff. Like, if you can edit me if you want, ladies. It seems to me what I
racist.
Saw. This unbelievable racist.
Lori Lightfoot,
she says
the mayor of
no
Chicago
white,
is a racist.
No white people. What was the actual pronouncement?
She said that she wouldn't grant interviews to white people.
White people.
So somebody asked her if she would like to go back on that, and she said no. And I would just like to say, if the mayor of, let's just say, Los Angeles, Mayor Garcetti, who is white, would say that he would not take questions or do interviews with black
reporters.
Right. What would people say?
Yeah,
he would say he's racist.
Incredible.
And I'm going to say that Lori Lightfoot is demonstrating that she is racist.
Complete. And
she's married to a white woman. So she's, I mean, she's ridiculous.
And what's the story? The same thing is kind of true with the mayor of Baltimore, if I remember correctly. Wasn't that same kind of stuff coming out of the mayor of Baltimore?
Not as blatant. This Lori Lightfoot lets black people die in the streets every single day. She continually talks about defunding the police. She's atrocious.
How'd she get elected?
And now we know that she's also racist.
How did she get elected?
Well, she can't be racist if she's married to a white woman. I mean, that's...
Of course she can be. Look, if I were married to a black guy and I said I wasn't... Yeah, okay. If I'm married to a black guy and I said I won't take report questions from a reporter, that I won't take any questions from black people, what would you say? You'd say, Jen, what is going on with you?
You're married to
like
a black guy?
I would think
you're trying to make a statement, which she is as well, that more minority reporters need to be reporting on these things, which is essentially...
She should say that.
Well,
she should say that.
That is what she was trying to say, but she really bungled it. So
I'm tired of giving people a bungling pass only on one side of the aisle. If a white person bungled that statement, they
every
would
Trump
be
person gave Trump a million passes on everything he bungled.
He,
so this is happening on both sides.
What did he
of the
say
aisle?
That was as overtly racist as that? Nothing.
All right, number four, the economy. I just went through, as I said a few minutes ago, the whole business of what was taken in by the government and what was spent by the government. Right now, our focus is that infrastructure bill. Which seems to have controversy attached to it because, once again, even though the Republicans and the Democrats seem to have come to an agreement, the number of actual infrastructure programs seems to be in the minority of what wants to be spent. You know, fixing roads, fixing bridges. That's not what this is. There are all kinds of other things that are in there that don't apply to actually fixing tangible objects. Which I think is objectionable. Okay, number three, the continuing focus on January 6th, the election. That's number kind of combo three and two. Number one is COVID, as you can imagine. All right, so we'll pick and choose here. Social media up next. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
There, does it affect the way you live? Should it be regulated? That's really what number eight is all about. What would happen, and how would you envision if there's regulation, Victoria? Oh, all three of you can weigh in on this. I would like it if you could or would. We regulate social media the way radio, for example, is regulated. Commercial radio with federal licenses, stations, television radio stations with federal licenses are highly regulated. There is none of that for the social media platforms, and they are doing pretty much the same thing as what we do here on licensed radio stations. So what do you say, ladies? Jay, you want to start?
Well, there's definitely bias. I mean, with social media, they have their algorithms. So even if it's not strictly political, they have keywords that they will stop posts from showing up in other people's timelines and news feeds.
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Just? Is it fair?
Right, no, I think it? If you choose to follow somebody or you're friends with somebody, it should be equal opportunity. When I personally am using Instagram, I will find that I have to actually go to my loved ones' profiles because their stuff doesn't show up in my newsfeed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I found that too. But it's not not political. That's the thing. Everyone wants to always make everything political. The whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, the algorithms on all of the social media platforms, they're not just discriminating against someone's political bias or. There are so many things that can get that lowers your visibility, and so all of this is protected under Section 230. So that's why a conversation that a lot of people are having of eliminating those liability coverages.
All right, Jennifer.
Okay, people think it's conservatives that are getting liberals that are not being seen. And there is a bias, but like Victoria said, it's not political. It's across the board.
Oh, you're going to 100% hear from me that I think it is absolutely political. I mean, maybe because you guys are not posting actively stuff from a conservative point of view. I mean, I do, and I am in a circle of people who do and who have their posts taken down, have their platforms entirely wiped away, and I'm talking about like Twitter profiles, like people who have like a million followers just wiped away. Twitter can take all of that. Now, look, it's all part of their terms and conditions. They can do what they want. At this point, they're a private company, but the conversation is, should they be? If they're all for freedom of speech like they say they are, then they shouldn't be picking winning and losing messages. This was, I ask how much blood is on the hands of Facebook and on Twitter right now because they shut down a lot of messages on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram that could have been helpful to people during COVID that had nothing to do with politics, but they were picking winners and losers. And they were being, and by the way, their algorithm for that was being created by somebody who was funding the lab in Wuhan. So if that's true, it is true, you can just check out, where everybody sits. This is true. I've looked at it. Then why
well,
are we
happens
allowing
on the other
those
side,
people?
Too. Yeah.
Why are we allowing those people against one side?
But it's happening on the other end too. And there are so many. I follow a lot of people in the LGBTQ community who have been shadow banned on Instagram for posting things. So it's happening on both sides of the aisle.
I had my original TikTok removed because I posted something about guns, and then they removed it saying that I was under 13 because my nieces sometimes post videos on my account as well. when they hack my phone. So they use the excuse of child labor law
needs to apply here because apparently Jay is underage to be on this program. Wow. Got to look into that. All right, the continuing focus back to the, we'll go to the people list as we continue in the next half hour here on the Talk Radio Review, 28 after. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there, online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, Reverses.com.
Join us Wednesday, August 4th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino in Redding Rancheria for our annual Discover Health Fair. A day filled with free health screenings, information, crafting vendors, and much more. All ages are welcome to this free event with special activities for the kids. Contact Tim Rodriguez at 530-226-1734 or Kaylee Capobianco at 530-339-7457. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Star. Blue Star is great for scalpage.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention, the completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about tech that will help me focus on my work and my workouts?
Also possible. Staples Connect has all the tech you need to work and learn from home. And now, Apple AirPods Pro are only $179. That's $70 off. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or at staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 Limit 2 in-store only.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the Charts and Talkers magazine, the week of July 26th. The 30th is upon us, so we've got to the end of the month. A lot of things have changed, but yet there are many things that are on the list that are that have been there pretty constantly. Certainly COVID and COVID-related stories and political things. So let's go through the people list. We've talked about Simone Biles. She's at 10. I don't want to talk about the guy who runs China. He's at 9. Ron DeSantis at 8. Let's talk about him for a moment and how the situation in Florida has changed, or has it? There are those who are justifying the fact that it's one of the 4 or 5 reddest states when it comes to COVID. That's created a stir among people on the left and people on the right, because DeSantis has political aspirations. So, you know, you wonder, okay, what's that got to do with anything here? Apparently it has to do a lot with it. And so are his, Jennifer, I would ask you whether his star would be fading because of the situation in Florida. I know I have to go to Florida for a day this next week.
Quite the contrary. His star is on the rise, because I think what he has said this week is get the vaccine. It works. But he said we are not going to do shutdowns, which he didn't do the first time. And we're not going to have the government mandating or trying to enforce or arrest people for not wearing masks. That's where I think everybody needs to be. Mm-hmm. I think
their hospitals are now,
Florida,
they've got several hospitals at max capacity, and they've got tents set up outside like it was the height of the pandemic again. So Florida is going to have some sort of a plan, because it's only getting worse.
And I think they do have a plan of triaging. I mean, people who get sick are going into the hospital. They're not being turned away. The thing is that I really look at what happened in California. I look at what happened in New York, and I look at what happened in Florida. In New York, you have the governor choosing to put sick people into nursing homes, killing way more people than need to be killed. At that time, Governor DeSantis was wrecked by the liberal media going after him because he hadn't initiated the same kind of shutdowns. California was shut down for a year. Our death rate was higher than Florida, where the age demographic is much higher than in California. And why is that? Because DeSantis let people go about their business, let people do their thing, instead of sending them home and locking down where the virus spreads most. The virus is spreading most in people's homes when you're sitting around not masked and comfortable with one another. And so I think people are going to get sick, and especially in these big states. You know, everybody goes a lot of pearl-clutching about Florida, New York, and California, but they are populated states that have a lot of people living on top of each other. So there's going to be high numbers. I think you have to decide on your tactic. Is it lock down and wait with your holding your breath until everything is gone? Or is it getting out there and living life and just dealing with it as a fact, as something that you have to deal with? And I think DeSantis has done that, and I think he's led Florida through it. And I think if you ask the people of Florida, they really strongly approve of it.
Some will feel strongly as you do, and some will not. Okay, let's move. I want to kind of dispense with the discussion of the people list, because it's a lot of the same names: Liz Cheney, Mitch McConnell, Pelosi, Fauci, Trump, and Biden. There are two talkers in the people list this week, sort of, there are actually three people on the list that ought to be there that aren't, because there isn't enough room. I think the story of ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who's been charged with sexual assault from the 1970s, this guy belongs in jail. He belongs maybe not even in jail. This is another one of those stories this creature gets away with it like so many others who are in the Catholic hierarchy. There's no way you can talk your way around this. There's no way you can justify it. If you're Catholic, you cannot stand up and say, oh, well, you know, he deserves different attention because he's a man of the cloth. None of that. The fact that it's taken this long for this stuff to surface, this guy was at a wedding reception in Massachusetts in 1974 at Wellesley College. He was the former Archbishop, by the way, of Washington, highest-ranking Catholic official in the country that has faced these charges. He's 91 years old, and people say, leave him alone. And Victoria brought up something that was, I thought, relevant. We're not leaving away. We're not. We find Nazis that are in their 90s all over the place.
Yep.
And we throw the book at them.
No excuse for your age. Doesn't matter.
No.
It's what you did.
Uh-uh. And the fact that these people still, there are people who are making excuses for them.
Who?
And
who do you hear doing that? Because I haven't heard any. I mean, I'm a Catholic. I haven't heard anybody make excuses.
Well, the Vatican. I think he means like the higher ups definitely knew.
Well,
they did. They looked the other way.
Yeah, no, 100%, and they did that for a long time. And I think the reason is, especially in this country, that they looked the other way for a long time on the priests who were just in local parishes is because at the highest levels you have this kind of corruption, right?
Right.
And so until you can weed out that kind of corruption at the highest levels, then what happens at the lower parishes? I don't know. I kind of take issue with the fact that you think people are defending this guy. I don't think so. I think people want justice. I think Catholics want justice. I think people
I think
it
the old hardcore Catholics cannot deal with this, Jennifer. I know a fellow who's a friend of mine. I work for him. He couldn't deal with this. He had many friends who were priests. He actually went into a deep depression. It's not what he said. It's how his life changed. He was so tied to these people, and he grew up. And I suspect that he was probably molested as a child himself. In the Catholic Church. I think
when you have a trusted advisor, whether it's someone in religion or school or whatever, and those people prey on you, of course you're going to go into a depression. But I'm talking about right now. I mean, are there Catholics that are defending this? I think you'd be hard pressed to find one.
My dad's from Ireland. He's an Irish Catholic. My whole family is Catholic. I have never heard of a single Catholic person who thinks that any of this is okay. I mean, I have two uncles who were both sexually abused by priests. And so I think a lot of families have been impacted by this. And I don't know of a single person outside of maybe these people working higher ups, you know, in the Vatican who can even make an excuse for this. It's vile. I don't know. I don't know, Doug. Maybe you're one person that can defend it.
Maybe it's
the
neck of the woods that I'm in, much than anything else. Remember, Cardinal Law came from Boston. All right, let's keep moving here. There are two talkers in the news for different reasons. A headline in the what's the Mercury News? Is that a California paper?
Yeah, it's in Fresno, I think. It's in central or northern California.
Yeah. So their headline today is: Could Larry Elder actually win in California? The answer to that is yes. There are several scenarios in which the former talk host, or at least he's taken a leave of absence from his work. He became a talk radio host in 1993. As a matter of fact, he and I started the same day on KABC in Los Angeles, as I recall. He is a very interesting, very bright guy, a lawyer by trade, came from Cleveland and had done some work in Cleveland. Came to the attention, of Dennis Prager, who works with Jennifer now on KRLA in Los Angeles. Beside doing this program, she's on KRLA doing mornings there. Dennis is on that station, and Larry is on that station as well. He is not it now because he's running for governor. But he's a very bright guy, very interesting twist on things. One of his best comments, I think, in the past year has been regarding reparations. I repeat this with enthusiasm, because I think it hits the nail on the head. But this is the kind of philosophy the guy has and why it will ring a bell with people in California. He said, why should people who never owned slaves pay reparations to people who have never been slaves? I think you just figure it out from there. All right, so that's Larry in the focus. And then there's Phil Valentine, who's a talker down in your neck of the woods in Nashville, Jay, who I guess I wonder. We've seen a lot of national coverage. What is the local news media saying about him being in the hospital on a ventilator, almost dying from pneumonia related to COVID, and saying that he was, I don't know that he said that he was wrong. I don't think he ever said that about telling people not to get the vaccination, but he's telling people now, go get the vaccination. And his family is, and everybody else that he worked with. So What's the sort of local spin in Nashville on this?
Yeah, exactly that. Just that he was somebody who was denouncing the vaccine and everything, got extremely sick, and then from personal experience realized that he wanted to change his tune, and now he's pushing the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's pretty much the story. Hopefully he's doing better, but he was on a ventilator half the day and on oxygen the other half of the day. And the last I heard, he was on a ventilator all the time. I don't know whether that's improved. How long, if you're going to improve, how long does it take if you're on a ventilator for you to come back around? Anybody know?
It's not good for you to be on a ventilator full time. It's very difficult. Every day, there's like some kind of figure, but every day that you're
survive,
on a ventilator.
Don't they,
people
survive.
Been on a ventilator?
Yeah.
People can come back, but you get very weak
but
already.
The longer you're on it, the less chance you have of coming off.
Now, what I hear is that he was in really good shape to begin with, and so
he
that
was.
Will probably
yep.
help him, hopefully.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, he was very, very fit. Early 60s, I think, if I'm not mistaken, probably 61, 62, somewhere in there. But holy good thought for him. It's 44 past the hour. I'm going to have everybody, the three ladies, pick their favorite, most important story on the list this week after this. The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the last week of July, has top 10 items as usual. Number 10 has to do with the weather. Number 9 has to do with the Olympics. Number 8 has to do with social media. Number 7 has to do with a border situation, immigration, etc. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, police and violence and crime and all that stuff that seems to not want to go away, which the conversation is appropriate. Number 4, the economy, what we're going to do about infrastructure, all of the things that are being passed in Washington, what's in those bills. Number 3, the voting legislation and the situation with the election stuff. I used stuff twice in this hour. I can't use it anymore. January 6th, committee hearings number 2, and COVID is number 1. Those are the stories, according to the work done by Talkers Magazine for this week.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report is brought to you by IBM. Cybersecurity and ransomware attacks have become a very real threat to U.S. federal agencies, with recent events putting a spotlight on existing vulnerabilities. New market research commissioned by IBM found that while U.S. federal agencies understand the urgency to modernize IT infrastructures, they view data security as the top barrier. More than 75% of government IT decision makers are concerned about security risks when migrating to modern cloud platforms. Howard Bovell, head of IBM Hybrid Cloud.
Enterprise technology providers are stewards of massive volumes of personal data, and we need to do our utmost to protect this data. A public and private sector partnership that adopts an open and secure hybrid cloud architecture with sophisticated security capabilities can help agencies ensure that data truly remains theirs, even in a hybrid multi-cloud environment.
IBM's new market research, Government Index for IT Modernization, provides insights into the critical role of security and privacy in cloud adoption and modernization decision-making. For more findings from the study, visit IBM.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. The overview has at number 10, Simone Biles, which is appropriate. A lot of people discussing that situation at the Olympics. Number 9, the fellow that runs China. Number 8, Ron DeSantis, fellow that runs Florida. Number 7, all the officers who testified this week in the January 6th committee hearings. At number 6, Liz Cheney. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi. Number 3, Dr. Fauci. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1 is Joe Biden. His wife, by the way, is undergoing some medical procedure to remove an object which is lodged in her left foot. I don't know how many people have talked about that this week. I bet you now know something that you didn't know. That's the whole idea of all the discussions that we have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, 46 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jay, I'll start with you. What's your, if favorite is the right, what do you think is the most important story, or what has affected you most of the 10 stories that we went through this week in the list?
What I'm personally passionate about is the mental health aspect regarding the Tokyo Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, with good reason. I think that, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, so Victoria,
Same thing. That's the biggest story for me that, you know, that I talked about the most within my inner circle, the biggest reaction that I had to the, you know, the pressure and the haters that came for Simone Biles. It was, all of it is just ridiculous and infuriating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jen.
It's not my favorite story, but I think the most important one that we all need to be concerned about is China and the fact to, I mean, I'd like to say all of the back and forth on the masks and the COVID, but the reason that we're here is because of China, and that's the one we need to focus on most.
I think I'm with you on that one. I'm also going to throw in a little extra with regard to my comments about Phil Valentine because of it, this being my business, because I know Phil and I know the circumstances. You all know that I've never been one of the anti-vax crowd. There is plenty of that thinking in America for sure. I've had my vaccinations, and I'm looking forward to being able to travel outside of America later this year, traveling within America as well. But I think, as far as the vaccines are concerned, I take the view that everybody ought to make up his own mind. And so what we talk about here on this program is different in, I think, in manner from what most talk radio programs or most hosts are, what their position has been. I think that we, this program specifically, the Countdown, but our programs in general have a job to inform people, to engage them, to entertain them. And so I think that means that we do what we do here. We have a great range of opinions, all points of view, and so when we look and we reference experts, that sometimes is in quotation marks because, frankly, at this point, I don't even know who the experts are. I know that I trust Ken Kronhaus. I trust Jack Stockwell. Both of them are health contributors to the DJV Health Show, but they don't agree. Jack says no to vaccines and no to masks, and Ken's just the opposite. But we present those points of view. You to make up your own mind. The rest of us here, you know, are pretty much on the same page as far as trying to handle the information and get it to you. And I guess that's what's important. So here we are with another week of reviewing the charts on the Talk Radio Review. It's 10 before the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour now. An important time every week comes when Victoria Keelan joins me for the review of the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria edits the information and presents it to you now, starting with number five, a focus on Instagram and what it's doing for its users.
Yep, so Instagram is introducing changes designed to make the app safer for younger people. This has been a real problem that Instagram's been dealing with. A lot of concerned parents, obviously. A lot of kids have reported some really creepy activity from adults. And so from now on, anyone signing up for Instagram who's under 16, they will have their account automatically set to private by default. The option is there to switch to public, which I think kind of defeats the purpose. But I guess if you're a 16-year-old influencer and you're making money off of being on Instagram, they make the argument that they need their account to be public. But the Instagram's also trying to figure out a way to stop advertisers from targeting kids who are under 18. They're working on that. This is also going to apply to Messenger and Facebook as well. As we know, Facebook owns Instagram. On Instagram's site, they said that they're doing more to limit how much problematic users interact with users who are under 16. So you're going to get now, if you're under 16 and someone tries to you know, DM you, send you a direct message, and this person has been suspicious or has been flagged by other young people, you're going to get a warning now that pops up letting you know, hey, this person's already been flagged for being problematic. So there's just so much targeting of young kids on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, you know, controversially has said that they're working on an app that's just going to be for kids under 13, and a lot of parents are not happy about that.
Why should there be an app for those kids? Why should kids be on that stuff at all?
Well, because Instagram makes the argument that kids under 13 are already there, so they want to have them segregated into a separate section where they can protect them more.
That's the parents' fault. If there's a problem with kids that age, there's an interesting read on that. That's back to the parents who allow their children at that age.
But you know how many parents don't even know that their kids have fake Instagram accounts? They're called Finstas.
I'm saying, don't even give them an advice. All right, number four, the Freedom Phone. Whoopee!
Yeah, so this week the Freedom Phone got a lot of attention. This is a brand new cell phone, smartphone, that is aimed at the MAGA crowd. Unfortunately, a lot of tech experts have been weighing in on this, saying that this is a security nightmare. It seems like it might be fun, and it's branded towards your political bent, but this is a security and privacy nightmare. There is no security on it. Essentially, it's using an old system from Google Android, they call it Freedom OS. It's an old modified version of Google Android OS. There's so much wrong with this phone. They have an uncensorable app store, which may sound great. Like, you can go in and get Parler, and you can get all these different apps that you want. However, there is literally no security to back up any of this. So essentially, this phone, which costs $500, and what you're actually getting is a model called A9 Pro. It's a cheap phone that's made in China, which the guy who's pimping this has admitted, yes, this is the phone made in China, that will only cost you $120, but with all of these little, you know, marketing bells and whistles, it's now up to $500. So just be really careful. If you're interested in buying this phone, just know you cannot return it and there's no tech support. So good luck.
Number three, Major League Baseball trying something that isn't going over
Well, we don't know yet. MLB has just announced that they are going to, you know, they have a sign stealing problem, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've seen all kinds of different, you know, tech being involved in this. So now what they're doing is starting on August 3rd, they are going to begin testing an encrypted wireless communication device that's just between the catcher and the pitcher. It's from a startup called PitchCom, and they're going to start out in the low A West minor league first to test this out. One wristband transmitter for the catcher with 9 buttons to signal to press, like, which pitch he wants and location. And then the receiver is in the pitcher's cap. So we'll see how far it goes. It might work.
Number two, senators targeting a section to fight COVID vaccine misinformation. There's a lot of that for sure.
So we know Facebook has been horrible with misinformation, not taking stuff down. So a group of senators have introduced a new bill that would strip away the Section 230 liability shield if any of these platforms amplify harmful public health misinformation. So this is going to, I don't know how far this is going to get. Because this is stripping away Section 230 protections has been something that's been a conversation for a long time. But maybe it'll get traction now that, you know, Facebook has so much misinformation about the vaccines.
Tech companies requiring vaccinations, that's number one.
Yep, and the reason we focus on this is because tech companies tend to lead the way in terms of how other offices and industries work. So Facebook, Google, and Lyft and Apple are now all requiring all employees in the office to be vaccinated.
Got it. Top five tech stories this week. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The United States has joined the UK and Israel in blaming Iran for a fatal drone strike.
2 people were killed on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea. Israel's prime minister accused Iran of attacking the ship, which Tehran denies. The United Kingdom added further pressure on Iran when it too blamed the Iranians, calling it an unlawful and callous attack. Here in the U.S., Secretary of State Blinken said there was no justification for this attack. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democratic leaders calling on the Biden administration to immediately extend the nation's eviction moratorium. Democrats are calling it a moral imperative to prevent Americans from being put out of their homes during a COVID-19 surge. An estimated 3.6 million are at risk of eviction, some as soon as Monday. Congress was unable to pass legislation swiftly to extend the ban, which expired at midnight Saturday. With COVID-19 infections spiking, the debate continues over how hard to push vaccination shots and precautions such as mask wearing.
The rates are going up, but they're not nearly as high as they were last July.
And South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster tells Fox News Sunday he thinks many public health experts are exaggerating the danger of the current surge.
I really think we got to stay calm. We have put the fire out.
McMaster says he'll trust people to make their own decisions about masks and vaccinations. But on ABC's This Week, Dr. Anthony Fauci says too many are choosing to go without.
If you get infected, even if you are without symptoms, you very well may infect another person who may be vulnerable, who may get seriously ill. So in essence, you are encroaching on their individual rights.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Wildfires continue to rage in the Turkish coastal resorts of Antalya and Mugalla as firefighters work to battle the blazes for a fifth day.
Helicopters and fire trucks were assisted by police water cannons, usually used to control riots, to help fight fires in a village in the popular district of Bodrum. Panic-stricken tourists were evacuated from some hotels in Bodrum, loaded onto boats as a fire rolled down the hills towards the seashore. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan toured some of the affected areas and promised to help residents rebuild their homes. The president suspected Kurdish militants of sabotage, promising an investigation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands turned out in Berlin to protest the German government's anti-coronavirus measures despite a ban on gatherings, and that led to clashes with police and the detention of some 600 protesters. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. If you plan on visiting Yellowstone, you better stay away from the grizzlies.
An Illinois woman who got dangerously close to a grizzly bear and her cubs in Yellowstone National Park earlier this year has been charged with two offenses after authorities tracked her down. Samantha Dayring was in the Roaring Montana area of the park on May 10th when she allegedly approached a female grizzly bear and her two cubs. The female grizzly charged the woman, who turned and walked away from the bears. A tourist who filmed the bluff charge says she warned Dayring numerous times that she was too close. Park regulations say to keep at least 100 yards from bears. Patrick Frost reporting.
The COVID-19 pandemic, coupled with record sales of firearms, has fueled a shortage of ammo in the United States. It's impacting law enforcement agencies, people seeking personal protection, recreational shooters, and hunters. Manufacturers are producing as much as they can, but many gun store shelves are empty and prices keep rising. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Beginning in January of 1941, and over the years, it was heard on NBC, then CBS, then over to ABC, and finally back to CBS, where it wrapped up in the fall of 1952. This specific episode follows a hitchhiker whose fondness for the tune Stardust is a wee bit obsessive. It stars Wendell Corey along with Everett Sloan, and it was first broadcast on the final day of August 1952.
Sanctum Mysteries. Good evening, friends. This is your host to welcome you through the creaking door into the inner sanctum. Come in. Hey, how about joining our Shriek of the Month Club? We're offering free a shroud-bound copy of Die Alone and Like It. It's about an unsuccessful authoress who dies of marital illness. Yes, her husband got sick of her. However, he was thoughtful enough to bury his novelist wife in the basement. Now, at last, she's in the best-seller class. And now for tonight's gruesome little item. You better not disturb that fellow in the corner. He's our ghost of honor tonight. Poor guy. He died last night for lack of sleep. Now he's in for a wake. Meet John Thompson. Age 29, driving a blue coupe across the George Washington Bridge, heading west.
It's kind of a close night. Deep lightning is dancing up in the sky when I come down off the bridge into Jersey. Running a mobile gas station isn't bad when things are breaking right. But the way things are, I figure I'll do better out west. I hit the highway and let her out of it. I spot her a few miles past the bridge. She's standing there by the side of the road, out in the middle of nothing. I don't know exactly why, but I stop. Want a lift?
Thanks.
Now hop in. Going far?
Not very.
Well, yell when you want me to leave you off, huh? My name's Thompson. John Thompson.
Hello, Johnny.
Yeah. Hello. What's your name?
Anne.
Uh-huh. Where in particular are you heading for?
I don't know.
But
I'll know when we get there.
Yeah, sure. Look, this ain't the old routine, but you look like I kind of know you from someplace.
Do I?
I don't remember from where or when, but your face, maybe it just reminds me of somebody I used to know. Don't anymore.
Maybe.
You don't remember me, huh?
Should I, Johnny?
Well, it would be kind of more sociable.
I'll try, Johnny.
We go on like that for a couple of 3 miles. Her not saying anything and me sneaking looks at her. She's pretty young and nice to have next to you, but there's this feeling that I ought to know her and don't. And I get to wondering where she's going in the middle of the night. Hey, Anne.
Yes, Johnny.
Maybe we can get some music. The knob for turning on the radio is over on your side. See?
All right.
They got these all-night programs for people like us, you know, driving at night or yarking a truck or sitting up with a sick friend.
Our next request number, just phoned in this minute by a young lady named Ann. We can't make out your last name, Ann, but anyway, Lou's going right ahead and play it for you. Lou White at the piano, playing Stardust.
He plays a nice piano, huh?
Very nice.
Kind of funny, a girl with the same name as yours just phoning in to the show and we start listening to her. I mean, with the same first name.
Is it?
Yeah, well, I guess it's coincidence.
I like Stardust.
Maybe you better try another station.
Why? I like Stardust.
Yeah, but get another station.
I'm happy with this one.
Get another station or turn the set off. I don't care which. Do what I'm telling you.
Why?
Don't ask me why. I can't take that music. It bothers me. Now, will you please?
No.
I said, will you please turn it off?
No.
Look, it's my car. It's my radio. I want you to... Oh, never mind. I'll turn it off myself.
You better watch the road. You might have an accident.
I'll turn it off myself. And now let go of my hand.
No, I don't want you to turn it off.
Let go. I got to keep my other hand on the wheel.
I won't let go. I want you to listen to Stardust. I like it.
But I don't. I'm warning you.
Very pretty.
All right. This is what you wanted.
Just
I told you to turn it off.
You let go of the wheel.
You wouldn't listen to me. No. No, it's too late. Ben! I was conscious again. I'd slid forward under the wheel and the car hit the tree. Pulled myself up, got out of the car. Look, I wasn't damaged bad. Bumper had taken most of the shock when we hit. One fender was crumpled. Then I remembered. Bam! She was dead, I knew. I felt her neck give before we crashed. I swallowed hard for a couple of seconds and went back to the car, looked in. She wasn't there. She wasn't anywhere near the car. She hadn't been thrown clear. She must be dead. Still, she wasn't there, not anywhere. I drove away, fast. My head don't feel so good, but I stop thinking as I go through the night. I do puzzles and arithmetic. Multiplication. 49 times 76, 102 times 27, so I won't think. Not thinking isn't easy when you're alone, so when I see a diner, I think that's for me. And I stop and get out. I walk over to the diner. The air's still heavy and the crickets are raising cane. I go in. Java and a hamburger.
Sure, coming up.
Yeah, it's a hot night, ain't it?
Huh? Oh, I didn't notice you sitting next to me. Yeah, it's plenty hot.
You're driving a nice car. Yeah, I noticed you pulling in.
That's all right.
Here you are.
Yeah, it was good.
Say, Joe, I was wondering, you going far?
Well, far enough.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. West.
Uh-huh.
How about me riding with you for a bit? My feet are getting awful tired holding me up.
Well, sure, I guess so.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I could use a bit of company for this.
Hey, hey, you dropped your coffee.
I'm sorry. Did I get anybody on you?
No, you missed, but your hands are trembling.
Well, I'm tired. Come on, let's get out of here. Hey, that'll take care of my check.
But, hey, you ain't finished your hamburger.
I'm not hungry.
Well, you mind if I work it over?
No, of course not. Only let's get out of here.
Sure is a dark night, huh?
Hurry up, will you?
Yeah. Dark enough to hide a corpse in.
What did you mean back there by dark enough to hide a corpse in?
Nothing. Just an expression. Why?
Seemed like a funny thing to say.
I don't think so. Hey, you better slow down. We're going through a town.
That's deserted this hour of night.
No, it ain't. Look at that, down near the corner.
Huh? Where?
Ah, you seen her, huh? Standing under that lamppost? Pretty as a picture, ain't she? Hey, slow down, will you? Maybe she wants a lift.
You're crazy.
Well, look, she's giving us the thumb. We're going to pass her in a minute.
And don't bother me.
Yeah, but... Hey, she's calling you. She knows you. You can't pass up a girl like that.
Will you shut up?
Hey, I don't get it. You was willing to give a hobo like me a lift, and you don't even know me. You know that
she's
girl.
She's not there. She can't be.
Well, you'd seen her.
No.
You looked where I was pointing. You heard her.
No. All right, yes, I did, but she's not real. She couldn't be.
Why?
She's dead.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because I did. Because I saw her die.
Yeah?
Yeah, in an accident. 100 miles from here.
Well, then what was she doing under that lamppost?
I don't know. Maybe it's a ghost. Maybe I'm going crazy.
I seen her.
Then maybe you're dead, too. And the ghost riding with me.
Time for a short break, but we'll be right back with more Inner Sanctum after this.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Charlie's Place was a popular stopping place near Noble's Trail, just west of Shingletown. It was owned and operated by Charlie Ogburn. In 1856, Charlie sold the place to his brother John, who began holding bull and bear fights. The fighting arena was built of logs around a deep trench. Poles about 20 feet high were buried 3 feet in the ground, placed close together and securely nailed at the top. The arena was round and 60 feet across with a drop door, and the bear was prodded into the arena with hot irons where a bull was waiting for him. The spectators sat around on the outside of the stockade where they could look down on the fight on elevated seats. People came from as far away as Sacramento to attend the fights. The attendees numbered in the hundreds, and the betting was heavy. Want more Donnie Smith? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
You could sleep in water like that.
Yeah, sure, but you wouldn't wake up. Go on, wash.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, too swell.
Sure.
Cold? Good.
Uh-huh. Good for what ails you. But what does ail you, mister?
Nothing. I'm tired, that's all. Getting sleepy. I'm better now.
Okay.
Well, let's get back to the car.
I'm walking the rest of the way.
What?
Yeah. But I want to get there.
There's nothing wrong with my driving.
I didn't say there was, mister. But are you sure there ain't something wrong with you?
All right. Walk. I don't need anybody to ride with.
No, mister. You already got somebody or something riding with you.
So I walk back to the car. Get in. I don't pay no attention. The old bum said, nothing wrong with me. Nothing. Start the car and drive off. Down the highway into the dark. It's a long night. Maybe the longest night I ever lived. But it's only night someplace, west of New York, and that's all. A storm hanging overhead, never breaking, that's all.
Hello, Johnny.
It's her, sitting right next to me. When she saw me looking at her, she smiled.
Hello, Johnny.
I didn't expect to see you again.
No, Johnny.
I left you so far behind.
Not so far behind.
Yeah, but I guess you must have got a lift on some other car, faster car than mine, huh? That's how you got ahead of me.
Way ahead of you, Johnny.
Yeah, that's the way it was. Sure. You're all right, though.
I'm all right. Very all right.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, funny, ain't it? The rain's still holding off, you know. You're not going to sworn it'd pour it hours ago.
Why are you talking so much, Johnny?
Because I'm afraid, Ann.
When will we get there, Johnny?
Get where?
Where you're going.
I don't know. Why?
Because I'm going there with you.
Oh. That song's back again. I don't have to take it. I can't take it. She oughtn't to sing that song. I told her I didn't like it. I'm not going to tell her again. It won't do any good. This time I'm going to play it smart and sure. She's looking straight ahead, watching the road glide under the headlights. So I choked the car. Hey!
What is it, Johnny?
Motor. There'd be something wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, I better get out and see.
I'll wait here.
Sure. Get the hood up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ann?
Yes?
Yeah, I can fix it, but will you bring me the wrench?
Where is it?
In the dashboard compartment.
All right. I thought it's done.
Swell. Will you bring it to me?
There it is, Johnny.
Thanks. Now, all I have to do is... Hey.
Hmm?
What's that behind you?
Where?
Well, turn around. You'll see.
All right.
So she turns her back to me, looks down the road we came, and I lift the heavy wrench, and I...
No!
This time I made sure. She's dead, lying in the road. But I still gotta make sure she won't, even dead, be riding with me again. So I lift her up, put her back in the car. Get in myself next to her. And start the car up. I remember the stream. It's not much of a stream, but deep enough for a thin girl to lie in. And that's where I go. It don't take long to get back to the stream, the bridge over it, which is where I stop. Nobody around. Only the darkness and the water flowing underneath where Ann is going to lie. But before I let her go, I dig out my tools, tire iron, wrenches, a jack, heavy stuff, tie them to her so she'll lie quiet under the water when I get done.
She's heavy now, heavier than she ever was before. But I lift her over the rail and hold her for a second in my arms, and then I let her go.
Quick and not awful loud into the water. Drops to the bottom of the stream, where maybe it'll be soft and cool for her. And I gotta get away from here fast. Fast! Every time the wheel turns around, every time the valves open and close, every time the sparks fire, I'm getting further away from her. This time she isn't going to follow me. This time she's deep under the water with iron tied to her and her head bashed in. Never turn around again and find her sitting next to me. I'd never hear her calling Johnny again. I'd never see her eyes or her thin body again. Clouds are pressing down now. No more moon. Thunder's purring closer like a big cat. I don't care. I'm through with her forever now. I'm so happy I could sing. La 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 la. Oh no. The skies are open. The lights are turning off and on like God's neon signs. The thunder's pounding in my head. I go faster. Hit a curve. Take it at 60. Standing there, lit by the lightning is. Gas pedals down to the floor. The motor's roaring like 100 horses screaming. We're pulling up the hill with rain slanting against the window pane like a million fingers tapping on my brain. The top of the hill swept by the wind, their wet dress plastered against their bodies. I can't take it. I can't take it much more. The car sliding down the wet road like death on butter. And she's there all the time now, running with the car, face plastered against the closed window next to my seat.
Johnny.
Ann, you're dead.
Am I, Johnny?
You're dead. I killed you, don't you remember?
No, Johnny.
Back there, I hit you. I dropped you into the water. I hit you. You're dead.
Am I, Johnny?
No, Ann, please.
Aren't you tired, Johnny? Tired of running away? Isn't the road too long? The road away from me?
Go away. Go away, Ann.
No.
You want to drive me mad?
No, Johnny.
Then what do you want?
Just to go with you. To the end of your road.
But where's that?
Why, maybe here. Maybe right here. In this town, Johnny. In this town.
Yeah. It's a town. Small place, and I'm riding through it. The storm dying out. Dying out. Yeah, and the air's clear now. Fresh after the storm. Eh? No, she's gone. Now, the thing is, where? Oh, right up ahead. Sure. They always have one. Yeah, with a green light shining over the door. And they're always open. And always a sergeant, half sleeping in the chair behind the desk. Hello?
What do you want?
My name is John Thompson.
All right, so your name is John Thompson. So what?
If you check, I think you'll find that I'm wanted.
Wanted? For what?
For the murder of my wife, Ann Thompson.
Huh? Hey, don't move. I've got you covered.
I killed her in our apartment in New York City.
Come on, stick your hands out.
When I killed her, the radio was on. They were playing Starter.
How'd you like our new arrangement of Stardust? We're billing it this week as tune number one of the Murderer's Hot Parade. With, of course, a boogeyman beat on a new grave lane. Oh, yes. Before I stop off for a little chat with John in that one-way death cell of his, let me give you a bit of homicidal advice. Never kill your wife with the radio on. Tune in later. Well, friends, it's time once again to close that creaking door. Good night. Pleasant dreams.
Strange Passenger was from August 31st, 1952, and that was Paul McGrath as the sinister Inner Sanctum narrator, a role handled for the first 5 years of the series' long run by Raymond Edward Johnson. Meanwhile, the actor who played Johnny Wendell Corey is probably best known for his television and film work. He was featured in I Walk Alone, Sorry Wrong Number, and he was Jimmy Stewart's skeptical detective buddy in the great Alfred Hitchcock thriller Rear Window. Corey was also the president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences from 1961 to 63. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, Ed Jerome as Blackstone, the Magic Detective. We'll be right back.
Love and hate, and the black sea rocks, and a lunatic's moan at midnight. And no help on this earth for a wounded heart but time itself. A tide was rising now and rising fast, and hidden by the darkness a wave curled and broke. And time ran out.
Bob Bailey stars as insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's Fatal Matters Collection. This 10 CD set is regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey33.
Join us, won't you?
Order Johnny Dollar Fatal Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Money, work, bah.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
The greatest idea in the world is to get the Radio Spirits app today. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Let's do them a favor. Let's show them what it costs.
It'll cost you nothing with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, The Whistler, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door.
Don't close the door on getting free streams. Download a free trial now. Check out the Radio Spheres app today.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
It's all about value, and that means great products at great prices and saving money on your online purchases. That's the idea behind eBay's new Certified Refurbished program. Robert Bigler from eBay explains.
We saw in the consumers, especially as they shifted online with the pandemic, a real need for value.
Either they wanted to save money or they wanted to upgrade what they were purchasing. And so the Certified Refurbished Program does just that. So we work with a whole bunch of popular brands, and we put standards in place to ensure quality. And there's value, and we're also talking about trust. Because when people are shopping online, you know, they need to know that they're going to get a great product.
Like new products at better than new prices, from appliances to laptops to audio gear. Check out Certified Refurbished from eBay at eBay.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, in this syndicated series, which was based on a real-life magician. But it was fictional, with Blackstone portrayed by an actor, Ed Jerome. This is from October 17th, 1948.
The Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of the Emerald in the Fishbowl. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform, revealing the guarded secrets of the world's greatest magician. Now, stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective. Now to Blackstone's Magic Studio.
It's really a very remarkable place. Everything is so curious and unusual.
Do you include me in that description?
Why, hello, Rhoda.
Hello.
Why, I wouldn't say that you're curious, but you're certainly unusual.
Because of the way I appear from Blackstone's cabinet?
Well, that's one reason.
Then that big fishbowl is unusual, too, because Blackstone produces it out of thin air in every show.
Certainly is a large one. How in the world can he manage that?
Oh, here's Blackstone now. Maybe he'll tell you.
And maybe I won't. No, you'll have to watch the fishbowl trick and figure it out for yourself.
It's a bargain, Blackstone. Provided you tell us another of your adventures as a magic detective. And tell it right now.
Very well. I'll tell you where the fishbowl came from, because that was an adventure in itself. Did you ever hear of Mrs. Van Laden?
Did I? Why, she owns the famous Van Laden Emerald, one of the largest in the world.
And she owned this fishbowl, too. Only Mrs. Van Laden gave me the fishbowl in return for the famous emeralds.
You mean you once owned the emerald, Blackstone?
He means he saved it from Mrs. Van Laden, and she gave him the fishbowl as a souvenir. I was there, so I know all about it.
And we'd like to hear all about it, Blackstone.
Very well. Well, it began when I was invited to Mrs. Sylvester Van Laden's palatial home on Biscayne Bay between Miami and Miami Beach.
Mr. Blackstone, it's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've been all aflutter, Mr. Blackstone, waiting for you to arrive. Oh. Something very unexpected has occurred, something very serious. I must have your advice.
I shall be glad to give it, Mrs. Van Laden.
It's about the famous emerald. You know, the magnificent gem that was a gift for my poor, lamented husband.
I've heard about that celebrated emerald.
Efforts have been made to steal it. Fortunately, my trusted servants frustrated the attempt.
Do you know who tried to steal it?
Well, one of the house guests, but which we do not know. Of course, I could not accuse all of them.
Of course not.
Nor have I had the opportunity to place the emerald in safe deposit. I was afraid to wear it and afraid to leave it in my room.
I can quite understand.
So I struck upon a most ingenious expedient that I know will charm you. Come with me to the music room.
Certainly.
My, what a huge fishbowl.
And those goldfish are magnificent.
Isn't the little castle artistic?
Very. Those colored pebbles add quite a sparkle.
Why, yes, there are some red and some blue.
And a green one, Rhoda.
Why, yes, I see the green one.
Are you sure it's only a pebble, Rhoda?
I knew you would understand, Mr. Blackstone. Don't you think I'm clever?
Very clever, Mrs. Van Laden.
Why, it's the famous emerald.
That's right, Rhoda. Tell me, Mrs. Van Laden, was this all your own plan?
Well, not entirely. I spoke about it to Topton. He's my butler, you know.
You can trust Topton?
Oh, absolutely. Why, he is the man who nearly caught the thief.
Oh, I see. So you told Topton you were putting the emerald here in the fishbowl?
Well, you see, I asked where I should put the emerald, and he said in the fishbowl. When I said that anyone might see it there, Topton said, well, all the better.
I see. Mrs. Van Laden, I think you've set a very, very clever trap.
Thank you. But how is this a trap?
It's very simple, Rhoda. If anyone reaches into the fishbowl, he'll get his hand wet, proving that he was after the emerald.
Exactly what Thompson said.
Now, you said you suspected one of your guests.
Yes, his name is Monte Pelroy. Mm-hmm. He's lost a great deal of money gambling, I understand.
Enough to risk stealing your emerald?
I am afraid, yes. I have heard that Monte knows a great many doubtful people, but I learned it after I invited him here. Now, if I introduced you to Monte...
I think it would be better to introduce Rhoda to him, and don't tell Monty that she works with Blackstone, the magician.
So your name is Rhoda Brent.
You may call me Rhoda if you wish.
Mine's Monty. Anyway, Rhoda, I like you.
Oh, quite a compliment after so short an acquaintance.
Well, I mean it, for a genuine reason. You're different from most of the other guests.
Just how do you mean?
Oh, most of them are snobs. They have money to waste and time to waste.
Don't you ever waste both, Monty?
Well, I have in the past. That's why I regret it. Look at the faces that you see here.
Hmm?
Do any of them appeal to you?
Why, yes. For instance, there's a very distinguished-looking gentleman talking to Mrs. Van Leyden now.
Oh, that's Blackstone the magician. He's a special guest this evening.
Oh?
And I think I know why.
You do?
Yes. Mrs. Van Leyden wants him to protect her precious emerald. Somebody tried to steal it.
Why, how terrible.
In my opinion, it was an inside job. Look over in that corner, Rhoda, near the fishbowl.
Yes.
You see that dapper man?
Mm-hmm. Now, who is he?
The butler. His name is Topton. He's watching that fishbowl. Do you know why?
I couldn't guess.
Because Mrs. Van Leyden put her emerald in it, right among the pebbles, so as to fool people. I saw her do it.
And does Topton know?
I think so. I have a debt to square with that chap.
What kind of a debt?
A gambling debt. I lost money playing cards with some friends of Mrs. Van Leyden. Only they weren't.
Weren't what?
Weren't her friends. They were crooked gamblers who had learned all about this place from Topton. That's how they posed as respectable people.
You're sure Topton told them?
Yes. Now listen, Rhoda. Let's take turns watching that fishbowl. We'll stroll over in that direction.
All right. The lights! Somebody turn them off!
Mr. Blackstone, the emerald!
What happened?
Keep out of that fishbowl, Topton!
Well,
over here in the corner, madam.
Hands off, Captain.
Oh, so it's you, you thief.
I have this. Find that light switch, Rhoda.
Here's a light switch. Ah! The emerald is gone!
Oh, I did my best, madam, to save the emerald.
Did your best to steal it, you mean? And you succeeded.
Ah, but my hands are dry and his are wet.
That's because I was grabbing your hand, Captain.
Quiet, both of you. Let's see those hands. Yes, Captain's are dry. Monty's are wet.
Then that clears me, sir. I would suggest that you search Monty Pelroy.
But I tell you...
One moment, Captain. Why did you turn off those lights?
Turn off the lights? Why,
you were nearest to the switch. In fact, Monty couldn't have turned them off. He was on the other side of the big bowl.
That's right. I just turned on the lights, so I know.
But it was to trap a thief.
And trap a thief you did. I'm going to search you, Topton.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, I am.
No, Topton, have the gun.
I have the gun now, Rhoda. And there's the emerald in Topton's vest pocket. There's the thief, Mrs. Van Leyden. Your own butler, Topton.
We'll be back with more of Blackstone right after this short break.
Nostalgia. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Nostalgia is sentimentality for the past, specifically good feelings associated with positive memories. Old-time radio provides that for us, partly because it harkens our minds back to simpler times. But more than that, it helps us remember a time when we weren't bombarded with constant negativity. But nostalgia is not created because everything was perfect, but because we enjoy reminiscing about those times. And as Carly Simon once sang, these are the good old days. So essentially, we are living now in what will one day be nostalgic times in the future. So regardless of the negativity that others put out, do your best to put forth the energy, actions, and speech that will be well worth reflecting on in the future. For help being mindful of what you give the world, visit drchristianconti.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, Tech It Out listeners, get ready to jot down a special code to help you earn a free night stay in a hotel, courtesy of Hotels.com. As you may know, the Hotels.com app offers a stay 10 nights, get a night for free feature, which I love. But if you use this code and book a hotel room by August 6th, you'll earn double the number of reward stamps on your stays. So if you book two nights, you'll receive four reward stamps. Use the code TECHITOUTDOUBLE on the Hotels.com app for double the stamps towards a free stay. To take advantage of this, again, you've got until August the 6th to book a hotel through the Hotels.com app and stay somewhere by January 31st, 2022 for no longer than five nights. The offer is available to the first 500 customers. The code again is TECHITOUTDOUBLE. So be sure to download the Hotels.com app. Happy travels.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
And now back to Blackstone, the Magic Detective, on When Radio Was.
But how could Topton have stolen the emerald if his hands were dry?
He was merely using an old trick.
A trick to keep his hands dry?
That's right. And Topton trapped Monty into grabbing for him so Monty's hands would get wet.
It made Monty look so dumb that I knew he couldn't be the thief.
Well, maybe I'm dumb, too, but this dry hand business has me baffled.
Well, look there on the dressing table. Do you see that can of powder?
You mean this one? That says, stearate of zinc?
That's the one. Shake some of the powder on your hand.
All right. There you are.
Now rub the powder into your hand thoroughly, front and back.
All right. Well, that's done. What next?
Dip your hand into that big fishbowl and stir the water around. Now bring out your hand and look at it.
Why, it's dry.
And so was Topton's hand. Up in his room, we found a can of stearate of zinc.
Still dry. Say, that's a good trick, Blackstone.
And here's a little mystery that rivals the dry hand trick. We can all do it. All our listeners, right now. I need a saucer and a drinking glass.
Any water in the drinking glass?
Well, we'll make it about a quarter full.
All right, I'll bring you.
And now I must borrow something else. A nickel.
Do you always begin these tricks by borrowing a nickel?
Why, no, but suppose this time we make it a quarter.
Oh, you win. Here's a quarter before you make it a half dollar. What do I do next?
Well, there's the saucer. Drop the coin in the saucer.
There you go.
Now, Rhoda, pour the water from that glass into the saucer.
All right.
And now?
Well, there you are. Pick up that quarter without getting your fingers wet.
But you said...
That's right. I said no stearate of zinc. We won't use any. In fact, anybody can pick up the coin without getting his fingers wet.
You mean anybody that knows the trick?
Yes, and since Rhoda doesn't know it, we'll give her a few moments to try it.
Now, Blackstone, how about the coin and the saucer?
Well, it's still there. Rhoda hasn't figured it out yet.
Well, now, wait a minute. The coin is in the saucer under a half an inch of water.
That's right. And you're to pick up the coin without getting your fingers wet.
Mm. Can't I pick up the saucer?
No, you can't pick up the saucer.
All right, then I give up.
And so do I. Let's see you do it, Blackstone. Unless it's impossible.
No, it's very possible and very easy. Just take a little piece of paper and hold it over the empty glass.
Over the empty glass?
That's right. Now, strike a match. Apply it to the paper. Now, drop paper right into the empty glass.
There. That's easy.
Now, as soon as the paper is burning well, pick up the glass and set it upside down in the saucer of water right beside the coin.
All right. There you are. Oh.
You saw what happened.
Well, I'll say I did. Why, the glass sucked up all the water from the saucer.
And there's the coin lying high and dry. Pick it up, Rhoda. without getting your fingers wet. I hope you all enjoyed that trick. And now, until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the Maharaja's gold and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest magician.
That was The Emerald in the Fishbowl from October 17, 1948. Ed Jerome was Blackstone, and Fran Carlin portrayed Rhoda. This series was written by the creator of The Shadow, Walter Gibson. I'm Greg Bell, and it looks like we have some extra time, so when we continue here on Wynn Radio Was, we will hear from a former host of this very show. We'll be right back.
It's now or never.
Revel in Decade of Hits, the 60s, a collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s, brought to you by MusicRewind.com. Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS33 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Dallas Fay Show.
Stream the most recent Wynn Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a Wynn Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free Wynn Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to Wynn Radio Was, and here is a special treat. A great comedy bit from one of my predecessors as host of this show. Here is a blast from the past from Stan Freberg. Enjoy.
November 1621. By now, the white man has arrived in great numbers, not only at Miami, but at Jamestown, at Plymouth, and at Salem, Massachusetts. The Puritans have established a thriving colony, enjoying all the social and cultural refinements of a modern society.
Hiya, Harv. Who are you taking to the witch burning Saturday night?
Prudence Adams. Who are you taking to the Rotary Club luncheon?
I haven't got a date yet, but I hear it's going to be quite a spread.
Well, Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never looked better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible.
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So we did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. He'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow, the one under the trees.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. Votes.
What a slogan. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Show him we're a regular bunch this week. Show him we're as liberal as can be. Let him know he's almost as good as we. Make a feathered friend feel fed this week. Overlook the fact he's red this week. Let him share our Quaker oats, 'cause he's useful when he votes. Take an Indian to lunch.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we tolerate? Indians, Indians, rah, rah, rah. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Let him sit right down and munch this week.
Let's give in and all do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure we don't make a habit of it. Take an Indian to dine this week. Show him we don't draw the line this week. We know everyone can't be as American as we. After all, we came over on the Mayflower. Take an Indian, not a wooden Indian, but a real life Indian to lunch.
That again was former When Radio Was host Stan Freberg and his unique and humorous take on the first Thanksgiving. In the 1940s and 50s, Freberg worked on multiple radio series, including his own summer variety program in 1957. And he gained even more fame with his cartoon voice characters, his comedy albums, and his funny commercials. And of course, from 1995 until the fall of 2006, he was the host of this very show. I'm Greg Bell, and that's it for this time around. Remember, you can contact me and learn more about this show.
Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.